If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo!
Well, we're super excited about the tour. This is going to be fantastic.
And then funk breaks loose all over the place as the 46th Annual Grammy Awards continues right here on CBS.
Shut up, Bean.
This is a message to all American infidels. Prepare to die in a sea of holy fire. You will be punished for your decadent ways on the first day of Radaman. You...
Wait a minute. Did I just say... What did I say? Radaman? Ramadan. Radaman. What is that? What is... Yeah, maybe Dennis Radaman is going to punish you with his crazy hair. No? What's that? Right. Yeah, no. Okay. All right. Okay, let's go again.
And now...
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Our feature presentation.
Okay.
Well, who doesn't?
My mean.
Really?
All girls love pearl necklaces,
they're
right?
Beautiful.
That's the one thing I know.
Of course.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a brand new program for a Wednesday morning. Our producer, Alex, is on vacation because she's going to a wedding.
Yes.
And that leaves us with producer Dave.
Yeah.
Now, I was on vacation the last time you had producer Dave. So
I didn't get
to experience any of the magic you all were talking about. I just heard a few references.
There's two weird things about Dave. One is that he's got a really, really thick Mexican accent, but doesn't speak Spanish.
Right.
And that is why we call him King of Mexico. He also flunked Spanish in high school.
Although his parents speak, right?
Correct. Fluent. They don't even speak English.
They don't speak English.
No, I'm just adding that to the story to make it better.
All right.
So there's that. And then there's he has a producer voice that he uses when he's talking on the phone. And that's really weird because it's Lieutenant Sulu. And we don't understand why either. We were just sitting in the office one day and he's like, yes, I'm going to put you on hold and then you'll be talking with the guys.
And we had never, ever heard this voice before.
Right. He doesn't do voices.
No.
So we were looking at him and we were like, what are you doing? And he said that was his producer voice.
Yes, I'm the producer of the Kevin and Bean Show.
And we're like, what is happening right now? But you were gone.
Yeah.
And you know how we sketch out what the next day is going to be.
We have a vague idea.
A vague idea, right? Just none of it. None of it
happened
as sketched. No.
You mean producer Dave? Things fall through?
We had to go from pen to pencil, and then we had to go from pencil to super, super light pencil, and then it was just...
Light it on fire.
Yeah. It was so bad, they're making a movie about it. That's what I know.
Oh, guys, bad news. I don't know. I keep calling and calling that number. Rich Eisen won't pick up.
You're trying to do a radio show, but you never imagined you'd have to work with producer Dave.
Oh, guys, I got some more bad news. Seth Green won't pick up his phone. I don't know what to do. Anyways.
Male guests, female guests, none will be booked. Producer Dave.
Guys... I know it's crazy, but I have more bad news. Joe Rogan is stuck in traffic. I don't think he's gonna make it for the next break.
When you least expect it, he will murder your show, producer Dave.
Guys, bad news. We're going to have to reschedule a lot because the phones are not working at all.
That happened too.
Guests, equipment, ratings, none are safe. Producer Dave.
Guys, just play something. I don't know. The music and the little commercials are all gone.
Your audience will be tortured. Your careers will be murdered by producer Dave.
Oh, I have bad news. Guys, I have set fire to the other half of the radio station. What should I do? It's not my fault.
Your ears will cry tears of blood, producer Dave.
Guys, very bad news. Ariane Celeste is sick and will not be coming in. We might be able to just talk to her on the phone. All I know is it's not my fault.
This year, morning radio will be morning for radio, producer Dave. This film has not yet been rated.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is what we have to look forward to?
Yeah. Yep.
We have a lot of show planned for the next 3 days.
We really do. And one of them is in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I don't know if everyone listening knows about Producer Dave in Vegas, but things are not going to go well.
Just play the clip.
Just play the clip. Oh, all right. God. Let's take some phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
All right, just for getting on the air today, you get a pair of tickets to the NHRA Full Throttle Drag Racing Championship Race, November 11th through 14th at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. Speed thrills.
Well, talk.
Is the slogan. Speed thrills. Wasn't aware of that. All right, let's start with Juan. Hi, Juan.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Juan?
What it do, baby boo?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Manny Pacquiao and Margarito fight coming up.
Yeah, when is that?
It's November 13th. It's going to be at the Cowboys Stadium. Looking forward to it.
I got
to
tell you, Manny Pacquiao is maybe the most exciting boxer to come along in many, many years.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, well, I'm doubting this one. I think I'm going to be the Caín of boxing. I think Margarito's going to take him out.
Oh, you do? You think he's going to take him out?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. That's going to be tough. He's so freaking fast. He's unbelievable. Did you see him on Jimmy Kimmel the other night?
Yeah, I did.
He sung Imagine, the John Lennon song.
Really?
Yeah, as a duet with Will Ferrell. And Will Ferrell is a much, much better singer.
I can imagine.
Than Manny Pacquiao. But Manny Pacquiao famously loves to do karaoke.
Right.
And so when they were doing that 24/7 on HBO... he would sing karaoke every night. I mean, he loves to sing.
Wow. And too bad he can't sing.
Can't sing.
That's a shame.
Well, you see him going down, huh? I don't know. I would hate to put my money against Pacquiao after seeing his last three or four fights.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those fights.
All right. It's going to be one of those fights.
Well, you hope so.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a very good point.
What are you going to do if it's one of those fights? So. All right. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey. What's happening?
Hey.
Lakers.
Yeah, Lakers.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're on fire. 73 points in the first half.
Yeah, 73 points in the first half is a little ridiculous.
Good
ridiculous, but ridiculous just the same.
Oh, but, yeah, they're working on all cylinders. They're ready to take
all cylinders. Does Memphis still have Gasol's brother?
Yes. They were battling against each other yesterday.
A giant mountain man.
Uh-huh.
That's an ugly family right there.
Yes.
That really is an ugly family. All right, thank you for the call. Excited too. NBA, new season, always exciting for most teams. Let's go to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what it do, Kevin and Bean? What it do, Lisa May?
What it do, Michael?
Just want to say, how stupid is it that Barbara Boxer is reelected? Seriously, how retarded are the general public to let that happen?
That question. How retarded is the general public?
There's no answer to that. I don't think we have a number for that yet.
No.
But let me tell you something weird. I went to vote and my name wasn't on the registry.
Really?
Know? Yes. Right. My name doesn't show up on stuff. Wherever I go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't show up on stuff. If I have backstage parking for a show that we're putting on, my name will not be on the list. It's just...
I think
they write it and it disappears. So my name's not on the list, so they say, yeah, go over to the provisional table. So I go over to the provisional table, and I get out my ID, and the woman says, oh, we don't need your ID.
What?
Right. And I said, what? We don't need your ID. Here, just fill out this information. And I was like... isn't the one thing they should require ID?
Well, but I can go in.
It's an election.
I can go in and vote, and as long as my name is on something, they don't know that that's me.
Right, so they don't check your ID either?
No, which, you know.
So I should have just looked at the list and picked someone else.
Yes. There's me. That's my address.
That's me.
And just sign it.
It's so bizarre.
It kind of is.
I looked at her like, what? Because common sense says... you know, there's voting fraud always.
Yeah.
In every election, everywhere, there's voting fraud. That exists, and it probably always will. But they're not interested in looking at your license, I'll tell you that.
I heard
they
him talking.
Do not need ID.
Debating the voting machines or letting you go online, and people were like, oh, but people can hack in and there'll be fraud. And the guy said, Do you think there isn't fraud right now all the time? Come on, people.
But you're going to get some of those guys, the type that created Facebook.
Well, that's
you're
going to
get those guys, and they're going to elect president.
Yeah, that's what this guy, he said, look, these hackers, they don't care about politics.
Yeah.
The people, at least, that are hacking the paper ballots, they care about politics. These people just want to hack.
I guess. But
so we'll see.
I just stood there with my license, just looking at her like.
Yeah. It is interesting.
Everything that common sense tells me you should look at this. You know what I mean? Just to see that I'm who I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amigo, shall we?
Yes.
We have a big show. We're not positive it'll all come through.
Or any of it.
Because producer Dave.
Oh, bad news.
He came in and said that 15 times. And by the way, his slogan is always, it's not my fault.
At the end.
It's not my
it's
fault.
It's not my fault.
We're running out of time for you to get tickets for the Kevin and Bean Vegas Road Trip Singles Party.
Because you guys are leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right after the show.
Yeah.
So today we have more chances for you to win. Coming up, we have a brand new internet roundup today. Mm-hmm. We are going to get your bad drunk decisions.
Oh.
Ralph did a story yesterday about the dangerous drugs and which ones are more dangerous than others. And you got your heroin, your crack cocaine and all that. Top of the list was alcohol, by far.
Yeah. In terms of the damage it does to your body and your life.
And it impairs your judgment and all that stuff. Yeah. So with this crowd, we've got plenty of people who've made some bad decisions.
Kevin.
While drunk. How dare you? I don't drink. And we also have, a little drummer by the name of Lars Ulrich on the program today.
Yeah.
From Metallica.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So let's see how
Dave doesn't sabotage that.
Let's see how Dave can sabotage that. Yeah.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. We will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. That is 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:51. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have a brand new internet roundup for you coming up in the next hour.
All right.
First, though, Ralph Garman is here with the first look at the showbiz beat for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Engineer Mike. Sound effects. Help. None will be given. Engineer Mike.
Mike, a little late getting my camera up there.
Yeah.
Need the camera first thing in the morning.
Need the camera?
Paparazzi have to be out there on the red carpet working.
They don't take a break, man.
They don't. It's a 24/7 job. As we told you yesterday, Demi Lovato's in rehab with some serious emotional and physical issues. But her father doesn't seem too concerned.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Another one of these.
Dad claims she's a strong girl and she'll be back on her feet in no time. He also admits he hasn't seen his daughter recently and knew nothing about her body image issues or her history of being bullied in school.
Wait.
Father of the year. But she'll be fine. She'll be on her feet in no
She's
time.
She's good. Don't worry about her.
But that Demi, I've seen her on television. She does excellent work. She should be great. She looks like somebody I know. Weird. It's not always glamour and glitz and fame and fortune when you're a movie star.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it's nuts and kooks.
Nuts and kooks?
Uma Thurman stalker's back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, apparently this guy's name is Jack Jordan. He's accused of stalking Uma. He called her office and cell phone last week, screaming about the fact that her new boyfriend, Arpad Bhusan, well, not new, they've been together for a while, just isn't good enough for her. Jack is volunteering his services as her future husband.
Oh.
See? Well, I don't know why they call him a stalker. He seems like a helpful guy.
Now he's making sense.
Police are investigating whether or not Mr. Jordan is violating an order of protection that he got slapped with. He served 4 months in jail for stalking Uma back in 2008. So, you know, he's taking some time off. It's like Jerry Brown. He's taking some time off.
Sure.
Rested. Got a new plan. And he's back.
He's going to come back.
Better than ever.
Force.
Charlie Sheen.
Guilty.
Is a mess.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to bother anyone.
What does that mean?
Well, apparently TMZ.com says he showed up on the set of Two and a Half Men yesterday and was given a standing ovation, a lot of fist pumps and hugs.
Because their paycheck walked in the door.
Yeah, I guess so. They're just paycheck. Glad to be working.
No one said,
guilty!
No one said that.
Yeah.
Also, ratings for the show are up 7%.
All right.
Since Charlie's trip to the ER and trashing that hotel room in New York. So apparently the fans don't care. And even Robert Downey Jr. has to admit a certain begrudging respect for Charlie. He said he's stunned how Charlie managed to avoid jail.
Yeah.
Considering he just trashed a hotel room with a porn star inside.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. says, I couldn't stay out of police custody during my heyday. I think Charlie Sheen is a flat-out genius. Right. So apparently everyone's got a lot of respect for Charlie, that he can do what he does and still keep on going.
That's real talk right there, man.
That is real talk right there. Randy and Evie Quaid.
Oh, this is my favorite story.
Were expected to show up in a Santa Barbara courtroom yesterday. Well, they were asked to show up, as expected. They did not show up because they're still up in Canada. However, their lawyer did. And his claim is, you know, I don't know if you know the original problem in Santa Barbara they had or not, but they were found squatting inside this home that used to be theirs, but they sold it.
Squatting meaning they needed to drop a deuce?
No, squatting. DJ Omar Khan. Squatting meaning they illegally habitated this home that they had sold.
So they sold
their home. They sold the house. Then they said, no, we still want to live there. And so they broke back into the house and were found living inside of it.
Wow. They crazy.
Well, the lawyer says that their signatures had been forged on documents when they sold the house to the current owners back in 1991.
Oh, wow. It's,
you know, the Hollywood star whackers.
Sure.
It's all part of their evil plan.
Really?
Yes. And the judge didn't quite buy it. He said, I would still like to see the Quaids here in the courtroom when they get a chance. That'd be nice. And issued a bench warrant.
Just for the fun of it, you know?
So what are they doing in Canada? Hiding from the Starwhackers?
They're still looking for a sanctuary, I believe, up there in Canada. And they've got their own legal problems with Canada as well. So they got to get those straightened out. Quaid's wife, Evie, lost her $500,000 bail that she put up because she didn't show up yesterday. And they still haven't determined what's going to happen to Randy's bail money. He's got $1 million out. He will likely forfeit that if he doesn't show up at the next court appearance for sure.
So. Like they can afford that.
Yeah, that's rich.
Maybe the Star Whackers are trying to steal their money that way, too.
Wow.
Wasn't all good news for the Lakers last night. I know you guys were cheering about the L.A. Lakers doing very well for themselves against the Grizzlies. The former Laker Rick Fox got voted off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Say it isn't so.
He and Cheryl Burke were eliminated. That's Cheryl Burke's looking good, by the way.
Yeah.
Hair's long and everything.
Yeah.
She has a little Janet Jackson in her, though, in that during the shooting of Dancing with the Stars, she looks great. She gets down into
her
shape.
Her weight does fluctuate,
and then
yeah.
2 days after filming stops, she blows up like 40 pounds somehow.
It's all right, as long as she gets back down to
fighting weight.
That's all I care about. I don't know if you caught it last night, but, excuse me, not only does Dancing with the Stars chock full of excitement and drama, but ABC announced the cast of its Skating with the Stars show.
What, I'm sorry?
Skating with the Stars. You remember Skating with the Stars?
The ice skating?
Yes.
They're bringing it back.
They're bringing back Skating with the Stars.
So they're going to have a professional...
ice dancer will be teamed up with an amateur ice skating dancer, and then they will put together routines and be judged.
The only way I would ever watch that show is if the celebrities that they pick could not ice skate. Like, literally
Stephen Hawking,
can't.
You mean?
Well, no.
But start out. Like, I cannot ice skate.
Like, you have to hold on to the railing at all times.
I don't think a lot of these people can particularly skate.
Well, that'd be funny.
Doesn't seem like to me. Daytime Emmy Award nominee Rebecca Budig. You know her. She's Greenlee Smith on All My Children. She's going to be in the lineup.
Okay.
Of dancing or Skating with the Stars.
Is she the instructor?
Well, don't get too excited. You know, I let off with the big stars because I don't want you to tune out.
I've never even heard of her.
Real Housewives of New York, Bethany Frankel.
Oh, Bethany.
She'll be ice skating.
I don't know if she gets a bell. Yeah,
I'm not familiar with Bethany.
I don't watch. I don't watch that show.
Olympic skiing gold medalist Johnny Mosley.
All right. Wait a minute. Doesn't he have a little bit of an advantage being
a
winter
skier?
He's a skier. I don't know if it really ties into skating.
Olympic athletes always do very well.
A winter Olympic athlete. So you'd think maybe he's laced him up once or twice.
Disney Channel star Brandon Michael Smith. He's Nico Harris on Sunny with a Chance.
Okay.
Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil. He's skating with the stars.
He's got to figure out a way.
Why? Rock and roll's dead, right? That's what's happening. When Steven Tyler's on American Idol and Vince Neil is skating with the stars, it's all over. Right?
Yeah.
And actress Sean Young. You know Crazy Sean Young?
Really?
She's going to be skating with the stars. She was a smoking hot actress, Kevin, back in the day. You may remember her from Blade Runner. From No Way Out with Kevin Costner in the back of that limo, that famous sex scene.
I don't even remember her face, but I remember how hot that was.
She was in Stripes, too. A beautiful brunette. Has been around for a while. She was famous for dressing up as Catwoman in the Catwoman costume and breaking into the Warner Brothers lot trying to petition her case to be cast as Catwoman in the Batman movies.
She's gone bye-bye.
She's a little bit of a loon.
All right.
She'll be skating with the stars as well.
Excellent.
You got something to look forward to.
You have to throw crazy people in there, otherwise it's not interesting.
I don't know if I want her to have a sharp blade anywhere on her body, though. Even if it's on her feet, I think she might be dangerous.
Didn't she threaten James Woods? Weren't they dating?
Her and James Woods had a famous, tempestuous love affair where he broke up with her and she went nuts, started leaving, like, decapitated dolls on his front step.
Oh, my God.
And, there was all kinds of tales of, like, alcohol and cocaine abuse and violence between the two of them. They were like remember all the tales you used to hear about Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie, how they would have like violent, bloody sex together?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Apparently, they were that couple back in their heyday.
Is this going to start up again when the skating with the stars?
She's got a sharp blade on the end of her foot. Who knows what she's going to do?
Some Nancy Kerrigan film.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress, comedian Roseanne Barr is 58. Where's the bell? Hello, Roseanne Barr.
I don't think we have.
She lost some weight and had all the surgery.
So hot.
She said I can get a good deal at Tahiti Village.
Did she?
Yeah.
She doesn't just sell that to anyone, by the way. Kate Capshaw is 57.
That's a bell for fat people.
It's a good one.
Time to go to Cloisters. Kate Capshaw is 57 years old today. She used to be married to Steven Spielberg. She may still be, for all I know.
I think she still is.
I think she is, yeah. Dennis Miller, the comedian, and sells cars, and now in the Sherman Oaks, I think. He's 57 years old today. Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah!
Drago. I will break you.
Yeah. Go for it.
That was my Rocky, by the way.
That was very strong. Nice. He's 53 years old today, and singer Adam Ant is 56. And usually I don't miss Bean when he's on vacation, but today, Adam Ant's birthday, I think I'm going to miss him. Because Bean right now would ask me.
Nope. 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 No.
He'd say, does he? He would say,
no.
Does he drink?
No, he wouldn't.
Smoke a lot. And I'd say, you don't drink, you don't smoke. And Bean'd say, what do he do? See what you're missing out on?
It's twice as bad when you do his part too.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Now, they haven't got all the votes in yet, but hell, it's good enough for government work.
Forward into the past. California voters preferred Jerry Brown's experience to Meg Whitman's bucks. He leads, she concedes. Barbara Boxer has a lead too, but Fiorina won't give up. It's still close between Cooley and Harris for attorney general. Ditto in the Sanchez versus Tran congressional race in Orange County, but Republicans have the Congress back, though not the Senate. Could be a recipe for gridlock. The Tea Party got a big win in Kentucky, but not in Delaware, Nevada, or Alaska, and Prop 19 failed. Launch delay till at least tomorrow, the final mission of the Space Shuttle Discovery. Weather. A launch of a Delta rocket from Vandenberg also put off a day. That base on lockdown, but it may just be a drill. It's the real thing. Baghdad is riddled with bombs, 17 counted. The death count, 113. It will be hot, 80s and 90s. 62 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show. 106.7 KROQ-FM and HD1. Pasadena, Los Angeles. Orange County. Rock of the 80s, HD2. The world famous. K-Rock.
And
this ball and chain. Well, I've searched and I've searched to find the perfect life, a brand new car and a brand new suit. I even got me a little wife, but wherever I have gone, I was sure to find myself there. You can run all your life, but not go anywhere. Take away, take away, take away this ball and chain. Well, I'm sick and I'm tired and I can't take any more pain. Take away. Take away this ball and chain.
K-Rock, it's K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a brand new internet roundup for you coming up in just a few minutes. Plus, we have more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Vegas Road Trip Singles Party, which is happening tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow, midday. So you're going to have to, if you call in today, you're going to have to be able to get off work.
Right, Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. You're going to say Thursday night, you're going to say Friday night. Ralph's going to say Saturday night, or maybe Sunday, Monday night. We don't know. You know how that's going to work out.
We may lose people.
Yes, we may. We don't try to keep track of people when we go to Vegas.
What are you
going to
do?
It.
No.
The elections were yesterday. Here in California, of course, they were for the governor. And,
yes.
And then there were a bunch of props. Prop 19, of course, the famous one for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger, our current governor, is now out of office.
He's on the way out,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the date is when they change, but Jerry Brown is back. And we figured we would check in with Arnold and just find out what his post political career has in store for him.
2007,
wow.
2008,
wow.
2009.
You're doing that many reps?
No, I'm just thinking back over my career as governor.
Oh, I see.
Looking over my tenure.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you think it went?
Ah, it was great. A wild success, don't you think?
Well,
California's never been in better shape.
It is in worse, I think, shape than when you took over, if that's what you're saying.
Oh, you mean like financially?
Yeah, financially.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just mean like physically. Like, look at the biceps on California. It's huge.
How do you judge biceps on a state?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make it sound like I wasn't a failure. Yeah, it's all over for me now. Just I'm a lame duck governor. I just have to wait until they bring in the new guy.
Right.
Who's actually the old guy.
He is the old guy, yeah. Jerry Brown used to be the governor.
Yeah, he was the governor before.
Right.
Now he's back. I hope there's no voter fraud, so we don't need a total recall of the ballots. Ah, that's hot.
I am not going to miss.
That's hot.
Not going to miss you working your movie titles into every speech. I'll tell you that.
I really wish I had just one more Terminator as governor. Ah.
That doesn't even make sense. Come on. You're not even trying now.
I just hope that the staff all spending in Sacramento when they worry about the budget. Hope someone becomes Mr. Freeze up there and freezes the spending. Ah, that's hot.
That's not hot.
That's so hot.
That isn't hot at all.
So, Jerry Brown, I'm not familiar with him, but he was the governor before, right?
Yes, correct, yes.
Yeah.
And then he's the governor again?
Correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you do that? Can you be governor, then go away for a while and come back and then be governor again?
Yeah, I believe you can, yes. You just can't do it continuously, I think.
Then I'll be back.
That was all the setup.
I guess it's end of days of me being governor.
It never stops.
I hope you get some tax money back with this new governor, so that the change will jingle all the way in your pocket.
Oh man!
Ah.
You've never been worse. Why do you keep yelling "ah"?
Because it's hot.
It's not hot.
It is hot. You know, Jerry Brown's got his work cut out for him. There's a lot of things he has to do in California.
A lot of things that didn't get taken care of before him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope he.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to try and guess where he's going with this. Okay. Stuff that didn't get taken care of before.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
What is
he's going to wish there were two of him. He's going to wish he was twins.
Oh,
F
you so much.
You'll see. You'll miss me.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We like to put up our favorite videos online.
Mm-hmm.
You go to kevinandbean.com. You go to the Internet Roundup. That's the name of it. And we have a bunch of new clips for you today.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All right. So many, many clips for you. The first one that we have is a newscaster. That is from Dallas, Fort Worth, and San Francisco Giants were playing the Texas Rangers in the mm-hmm. World Series. So this newscaster was in San Francisco, and he could not get over the fact that they were smoking weed.
Really?
He really, really, while on TV in Dallas, he was just going crazy about, that's not a cigarette. What's that? Well, look at that.
This is San Francisco, and I can tell you, right over there, there's some people smoking weed because it's coming this way. We are truly in San Francisco. Hey, look, I'm standing here like, that's not cigarettes. That's weed.
Oh, my God.
I see weed. What is wrong with him?
Is he a bloodhound dog?
I don't know.
Sniffing it out?
It's weird to hear, like, a newscaster lose composure like that. That's weird.
He just can't get over it.
He probably turned the camera off and went, hey, bro.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Conan O'Brien's show starts very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing run-throughs right now, and he did Conan O'Brien's Show Zero, and this is where he kind of did a run-through, and he left out a majority of the content. You know, why do a full interview when you can just get the basics down?
Right.
You introduce a guest, then you move on.
So, Jim, how's it going?
It's nice to be here for Show Zero.
Big Bang Theory airs Thursday nights at 8 on CBS. Jim Parsons!
Thank you.
That's the whole thing. I didn't edit that. That's how he did it.
Okay.
Because he doesn't have time for the whole thing. Jimmy Kimmel Live, somehow he gets people to do the weirdest stuff. Now, Manny Pacquiao is a boxer.
Yeah.
And a very successful. He destroys people. But on that show 24/7 on HBO, they showed him he loves to sing karaoke. Like, every night he sings karaoke.
Wow.
So Jimmy got him to sing Imagine by John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this came about, but he paired him up with Will Ferrell. So Will Ferrell and Manny Pacquiao singing Imagine.
Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say,
and what I love about Will Ferrell, first of all, is that he's wearing a white suit. Why? I don't know.
Just because.
Second of all, he sings it pretty straightforward. It's bizarre.
He's actually not bad.
Yeah, he's got a better voice than Pacquiao, but no one's going to tell him that. Here, the next one that we have on the internet roundup at kevinandbean.com is a cartoon medley. A guy sitting there with his acoustic guitar singing theme songs for cartoons.
Oh. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
He goes right into the Smurfs.
La 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 chomf la la, viens je t'en fais encore.
I'm not sure in what language, but I don't know if you heard the song that Jay-Z did on Kanye's album. The song is called So Appalled, and Jay-Z made a reference to MC Hammer and his money.
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
Trouble. Here's a little clip of that.
I lost 30 mil, so I spent another 30. Cause unlike Hammer, 30 million can't hurt me.
All right, so this is...
Yeah, he does.
Okay, so unlike Hammer, 30 mil can't hurt.
Kind of not cool.
Well, what happened was MC Hammer, of course, made famously 30 million or however much he made and then spent it all, went right into bankruptcy. So I'm sure to Jay-Z it was just, hey, look, I have more money than that. But MC Hammer fired back. It's on. And he's got a song called Better Run Run, and it's a music video, and it's dissing Jay-Z.
I can see it in his eye, the boy sold his soul. Devil said, I'ma give you the world. I take it, plus give me a girl. Mr. Devil, can you give me a sign? He said, throw the rock up, that's one of mine. Let's go.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I like people who fight through rap.
Me too. Jay-Z had made it pact with the devil. That's his comeback.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Ouch.
Well, how is that supposed to hurt Jay-Z? Mm-hmm. Randy Moss is outspoken. He's a football player and a superstar. He's been around for a long time.
He's the one that's gotten, last year, the year before, he got in a lot of trouble, right?
Is that Randy Moss? He's been in and out of trouble.
He just this week got waived by
Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to Minnesota this year and then got waived this year.
What does that mean, got waived?
You know what?
We don't need you so much.
Go anywhere else.
Go away.
Go someplace
else.
Yeah. But DJ Steve Porter, I believe is the guy's name, he put together a song called One Clap. And it's all footage of Randy Moss talking and leading a clap in the locker room and stuff. And it's really brilliantly done.
Everybody, one clap, one clap, one clap, one clap.
Pull your 84 jerseys out. I'm back home. Pull your 84 jerseys out.
I'm here to play.
You can print it. I don't care how you put it on your ink.
Everybody, one clap.
I'm gonna play when I wanna play. Play. I'm gonna say what I wanna say.
It's really well done. It takes clips from him from throughout his entire career.
It sounds great.
Yeah, it makes a great song out of it. So you can find that at the Internet Roundup. What happened with Nick Swarsden?
Oh.
What happened? Mike, what went on?
He was the guest on Loveline, I guess, earlier this week. He was awesome, but he had let me know that he was not aware of a lot of the internet clips that I love to frequent.
Now, Mike is the guy
at
work.
The ones that make us vomit?
Yes.
Those that make us watch?
Mike's the guy at work, and I'm sure you all have them, that it's not just that he came across one. He's a fountain of these.
Yeah.
If you could spend 2 hours with Mike, he could show you 200 different websites.
Yes, and they're all gross.
I was one of the first guys to show Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah,
I mean, I was ahead of the game.
Oh, you were yelling about that one. You got to see this. You got to see this.
And I showed him one of the blue waffle, and he was just disgusted. He couldn't believe
it.
And his reaction was hysterical. So then I called in our engineer, Tyler. I said, let's film him seeing Special Fried Rice. And his reaction
and you don't want to see
was
that.
So funny.
Oh, what the f*** is that? Oh, what is that?
Listen to Dr. Drew, by the way. He's laughing in the back. Dr. Drew is dying in the background. He just can't, I'm sure you've shown him all these.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's just dying.
What am I looking at?
Penis with boards.
No way.
Oh, man.
So that's what happens if you go on Loveline with Mike.
Yeah.
Here's a white woman workout. A black guy came up with a good way to do a white woman workout. And I think it's very smart.
Okay.
Yeah, very smart.
I've tried literally thousands of diets, and nothing has worked like having a black man scare the
The way I was able to create this exercise is I was able to study white women's activities, which are really, really stupid. Like being in the park by themselves, jogging when they're not supposed to be jogging, walking down the street by themselves, and just being plain scared of black people.
So he's created a workout plan based around
that. Scares them.
And finally, we found a clip of Canadian football. I don't know who got this. I think it was King of Mexico, but... you know how every different country has different rules for their sports. But you watch this clip, and one team is kicking a field goal, And the other team catches it in the end zone. And here, if you catch a field goal that is short, you can catch it and run out. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they have to catch it in the end zone. If they catch it in the end zone, then they have to kick it, like punt it. We don't even understand the clip. That's why we put it up. We can't figure out what's going on in Canadian football.
Duvall, the kick is up. It is wide. Knocked down. Now they have to kick it out. And they do.
Got to get 5 yards.
Now Duvall kicks it back through.
Okay, so,
so they're just kicking,
they're
it
kicking
back
and forth? Kicking and kicking. And by the way, there's
rugby.
The score is 30-30. And this is like the final play of the game.
Oh, my God.
So basically they're spending the entire time just kicking the ball back and forth. And it's not in the middle of the game. This is the for the victory, which is, makes it so much more bizarre.
Duvall, the kick is up. It is wide. Knocked down. Now they have to kick it out. And they do.
Got to get 5 yards.
Now Duvall kicks it back through.
Got to kick it out again.
They will kick it out, but they don't get it out. Who has the football?
Isn't that a good question? Shouldn't you know?
I swear to God, you'll watch that. If you grew up in America and watching American football, you'll watch that and you'll go, they're smoking a lot up there. It doesn't make any sense.
That's hilarious.
They've got to kick it again. No, they did. No, they're going to kick it again.
Wait, who's got it?
So, KevinAndBean.com for the Internet Roundup. That's where to go.
Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, coming up a little bit later this morning, Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
Yeah.
Very cool.
On the program. Can I hear your impression of him
again?
Yeah. Please. So we got that coming up. Plus, we have more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Vegas Road Trip Singles Party coming up very soon.
Okay.
Just after the top of the hour, as a matter of fact. They are telling me that Mole, our old friend Mole,
heard from Mole in ages,
is on the phone. Hey, Mole.
Hey,
Mole.
Kevin Bean, you know who it is?
Yeah, we just said, hey, Mole.
Yeah.
It's Mole.
Right, how are you?
Hey, Lisa, man.
Hi, Mole.
What are you guys doing up so early? You going fishing or something?
No, we don't fish. This is kind of when we work. We work at this time every day.
Oh, you know why I'm up early?
Why?
To go out and vote to make weed legal. I want to remind everybody to get up today and go vote. We're going to make weed legal.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, hey, Mole.
Yeah,
the election was yesterday.
Yeah.
Who did?
The election.
We did.
The election. People voted yesterday, and Prop 19, which I'm sure you're referring to, failed.
What?
It failed.
Didn't pass.
It didn't pass.
Weed is not legal.
Weed's not really legal. They didn't give it the thumbs up.
Wow, way to harsh my wake and bake, dude.
Sorry, but I mean, if you're planning on going and voting, maybe someone should tell you there's not going to be anyone there.
Oh, man. No wonder there's nobody in this garage.
You're just standing in a garage?
With the old people.
I think it lost by about 9%, and you could be part of that 9% that thought the election was today.
Oh.
Yeah, it's your fault, Mo.
It's your fault.
Is other stuff still legal?
Like what?
You know, like paper bags full of engine degreaser?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all good.
Pam hits?
Yep.
Not a problem.
Pam
hits very, very legal, yeah.
How about Newport Raiders?
Newport Raiders? Yes, they're encouraging that
that's
in the middle school.
You take menthol cigarettes and you soak them in Raid.
Right.
I had no idea what that was.
Right. Yeah, they're selling those to middle schoolers now. Sixth, seventh grade.
Oh, so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who won the thing with the California? Jerry Brown?
Jerry Brown did win, yeah.
Oh, I like that other robot guy from Australia.
You mean Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
He's not from Australia. He's from Austria.
Right. What'd I say?
But he's not a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see that documentary about him?
I did see that, where he's lifting weights and smoking
a
lot of
robot.
Weed.
Robot. They ripped his skin off. Hey, what are you guys doing for Halloween?
Halloween was this past Sunday.
No, next Halloween.
Well, I don't...
take a lot of time.
I haven't really planned.
You know what I was?
What?
I was Captain Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I like that.
I dressed up like Morgan Freeman from The Bucket List and drank a bunch of spiced rum. Then I threw up in the bucket.
Oh, no.
Then I crawled through 500 yards of poop-smelling foulness I can't even imagine.
What are you talking
Maybe
about?
Maybe I just don't want to. That's from Nurse Betty.
Okay. I don't have any idea what you're talking about, Mole. But it's good. It's always good to catch up with you.
You guys want to come to my pot is legal party? Anyway, I got a lot of Funyuns in Mountain Dew Code Red.
I actually think I would.
Yeah, I think
That's
I would.
That's good.
Yeah,
all right, dude.
What time? You want us to come over now?
Sure. Yes, on 19.
Right, but that... Yes, okay, never mind. Thank you, Mark. What up, 6.7?
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 6:50.
Lisa blew it.
I didn't know I was supposed to do it. She scared me.
Done that a lot.
Yeah.
Coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And also coming up next, just after the top of the hour, we're getting away some tickets for the Kevin and Bean Vegas Road Trip Singles Party.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I slurred a little.
No, I'm on your side.
I'm preparing for the Friday show.
Crap last time for paying attention when you said stuff.
What did you do? It's not that you pay attention.
I'm going to avert my eyes now. I'm just going to do this.
You perk up. Every time I slur, you perk up like, this is going to be great.
Yeah. I'm not perking up. I'm just looking at Mike. He's behind you, so we're making eye contact when you do that. So that's why you see my eyes move. That's all.
We're looking for girls. You have to be 21 or above. Girls, 21 or above. And you have to be able to go tomorrow, Thursday afternoon, and then Friday night, you'll stay as well.
So what did you do?
We're looking for your worst date experiences. Your worst date experiences. So 1-800-520-1067 for girls who would like to join us in Las Vegas for our singles party. Right now, it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Yeah, we're looking for dating nightmares because all these girls say we can't find a good guy because we've had all these horrible dates, and we think we've got some good guy listeners for you. So we want the girls to tell us what their worst date was, and that will inspire us to give them a chance at redemption in Vegas this weekend.
Remember the girl yesterday that the guy took her to his house and his ex-girlfriend
was still living with him.
Was still living with him in bunk beds.
Right.
He had the top bunk.
Mm-hmm.
I asked to be funny if she had sex with him in the top bunk with the girlfriend underneath in the bottom bunk, and she said, maybe.
Maybe. Which is yes.
That's unbelievable.
Whore talk.
You're right.
Yeah.
So we're looking for your worst stories, and we're going to let in a bunch more people, and then we're heading to Vegas.
She was great. Well, finally, it's been 4 years since Amy Winehouse has recorded any new music, and now she's got a new track we get to listen to. This is a song that she did with Quincy Jones, legendary producer Quincy Jones.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, right? I saw Quincy Jones, by the way, yesterday in a store.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He was going through like a magazine rack, and he had some lackey with him, looked like maybe a chauffeur, you know, limo driver slash assistant or whatever. And he's looking through magazines, and he was just going, Joe! And he would just hand the magazine off, and the guy would grab it and pick it up and go pay for it and everything. He was just...
That means buy it. I like this, buy it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow.
So I saw Q yesterday, and he was not talking about Amy Winehouse, but the track has leaked onto the internet today. And it is a, well, if you're going to play something else, you should probably do it now.
Come on.
Okay, so that's her new track. But the actual song...
Why did you have to cut it off before it even gets set
up? Because there's a story to tell about the song, and it'll make no sense if you play something else after it. It's a remake of a song from, like, 1963. By an artist named Leslie Gore. It was a song, remember, It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To?
Yes.
It's my party and I'll cry
sort
if
of,
I
yeah.
want to. And it's a moldy oldie. For some reason, this is the song she's chosen to make her comeback single.
Wow.
And it's on Quincy Jones' new compilation record. I guess he's got a bunch of artists that he's working with on this new album.
Oh, so it's not her
album. It's not her album,
album,
but this is her first music that she's recorded in 4 years. The first new music we've gotten from Amy Winehouse. Wow. She should have waited just a little bit longer.
Really?
Right? Take a listen.
It's my party, I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You will cry too if it happened to you.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where my Johnny's gone. Judy left the same time. Supposed to be mine.
little... What did you do?
It sounds like drunk karaoke. It sounds like the backing track is from 1963, and she got up on stage and did drunk Amy Winehouse karaoke.
Yeah.
Or it's Macy Gray after like an entire pan of hot brownies. That's the other thing it may sound like. But that's her new single. That's the new Amy Winehouse music.
Right. She's back in a big way.
Back and better than ever. She may have wanted to stay on that island over by the bar. Jersey Shore's in trouble.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you caught the reunion show last week or not.
No.
But apparently they were talking about Mike Sorrentino, a.k.a. The Situation.
The Situation, sure.
Who was in Miami, and he hooked up with what he thought was a girl in a club in Miami. Do you remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Very tall, blonde lady, in quotes, that he was hooking up with late in the evening, and the rest of the gang recognized that he, she was wearing something over her Adam's apple and was wearing gloves as to not to show her masculine hands.
But wait a minute, Ralph. Girls don't have Adam's apples.
Wait a minute. You're right. It was a gentleman dressed as a lady. In all fairness, a very attractive looking fella. Girl. Girl right. Fella. Shim.
Sure.
And so they were talking about it on the reunion show, and he called her a tranny.
Okay.
Which I did not realize this, but apparently is a very bad word to the transsexual community.
It is?
It is. Glad has stepped in with both feet and asked for an apology for what they're calling one of the most blatant examples of transphobia seen on television. I didn't even know there was a word called transphobia.
Me either. But, really?
I guess. MTV has issued an apology, naturally. The segment in question was certainly not meant to be insensitive, but in retrospect, we realize it was offensive to some viewers. We sincerely apologize. They also said they would edit that segment out of any future reruns of the reunion special. So they're doing what they can to make Glad happy. But don't say tranny. Don't say the T word.
I did not know.
I did not know either.
For a group called Glad, they seem to not be very,
not very glad.
They really are.
They should change their name to Cranky. Because they are not
very Wait a minute. Was it a guy dressed like a girl?
It was indeed, yes.
Huh. Okay. Just double checking.
You know who you don't want to be?
Who?
Pink's kid.
No, that's true.
I didn't know she had a kid.
She doesn't.
Oh.
But when she does, she is going to just give them snot bubblers.
What does that mean?
You know what a snot bubbler is?
Snot
bubbler is what we used to call it on the football field when you got hit by somebody so hard that the snot would just blow out of your nose.
Sure.
Because you would just go, yeah, the air would come right out of you.
That I recognize. Involuntary
yes.
discharge.
Oh. An Access Hollywood Pink said, and I quote, "I think parents need to beat the crap out of their kids."
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
She went on
Excellent.
To say, it's too bad that it's not politically correct for kids to get beaten anymore. She admits that her father beat her, and she says that's the only way she's still alive. The only reason she's still around, she says, is because her dad beat her.
Wow.
Because he had to teach her a lesson the hard way. I'm just saying. I don't want to be her kid.
Maybe she shouldn't have kids.
Maybe she should not have kids.
That isn't good for you.
And Christina Aguilera was busy over the Halloween weekend. She dressed up as a naughty police officer. Oh, can't get enough of that costume. The naughty female police officer. But she also took a little time out to pay the bills. TMZ.com is reporting that she did a private party at a home in San Diego over the holiday weekend. She performed for 1 hour at this party.
At a house?
Yes. Private house party in San Diego. She played for an hour, performed for an hour for the crowd that had gathered there. What do you think she gets for an hour at a private party?
Boy, it's so hot.
What do you think her private party
$50,000.
$50,000. I was going to say $1 million.
A million?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Lisa's right. $1 million is what she gets for a private party for 1 hour of Christina Aguilera singing.
Because she doesn't need the money. $50,000
is apparently she does because she's singing a private party.
I don't understand. I really don't understand
If you don't need
that.
The money, you don't do a private party.
But you do at
but
some point.
But we do hear of people who do these
things. A lot of artists do now.
Even if you have a lot of money, at some point you have to go, that's an hour work.
Right.
For
$1 million.
$1 million. Right. So that's worth it no matter how much money I have, I would think.
I suppose.
They must.
Yeah, because like the Rolling Stones do it.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
So they don't need
it. Once you get into the seven figures, you say, okay, I'll do it. I mean, I agree with Kevin.
Wow, that's crazy.
She probably played like 4 songs.
You know what it reminded me of? You remember the end of last season of Entourage, if you were watching it all? Jeremy Piven's character, Ari Gold, is throwing a party for his wife, and he asked Christina Aguilera to perform at the event, and there she is singing at a private party. So maybe art imitates life. $1 million for an hour's work is not too shabby. It's not what we get to do this show.
Oh,
still,
no.
You know, I wouldn't get out of bed for that kind of money.
I know, Spencer.
Sure.
That's right. Today's celebrity birthday is Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Most recently seen the Expendables.
Can't be that excited about Dolph Lundgren.
He is 53 years old today. He does have a big schlong. That's what I've heard.
That's accurate.
Adam Ant, legendary 80s rocker, is 56 years old today. Dennis Miller, comedian, is 57. Kate Capshaw, actress, is 57 years old today. And Roseanne Barr, late of the Roseanne TV series, still does stand-up comedy and writes books and stuff now. She's 58 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. An hour from now, Lars Ulrich from Metallica. I hope I can pronounce his name when we talk to him.
Nope. Me too.
Probably not. Right now, though, it's time to give away tickets for the Kevin and Bean Vegas Road Trip Singles Party. This is happening tomorrow. I believe we're leaving at about noon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get on the bus, people.
Don't give us any of this, oh, I got to work a half day. No. If you're coming to the party, you come all day and then... Right. All night, and then all the next day, and then all the next night.
Yeah.
All right? That's what we're looking for. Right now, we're looking for girls, 1-800-520-1067. We're trying to keep the numbers exactly even, so there's not too many girls, not too many guys. And we're looking for your dates went wrong. Your date went south. Something happened, and the dude is a moron, and you still, to this day, you tell your friends the story of the dude that was the moron.
As right. bad as your dating disaster stories are, we're hoping that your dating experience will be good in Vegas with the people that we introduce you to.
Right. But yeah. even if it isn't, you're still in Vegas, so you got that going for you. So
I'm renting a party bus and taking all you regulars to Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
It's Kevin and Beans.
Vegas.
Singles party.
All right. Let's start with Alina.
Okay.
It's funny. Hi, Alina.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's happening? What happened on your date?
All right. So it started out all right. So I get in the car, and he turns the radio all the way up so we can't talk. Then we go into the movie theater, and I get a phone call. So I ignore my phone call. This is before the movie started. Then I figure out it was my mom, and my mom gets worried when I don't answer.
Right.
So I texted her back really quickly. Well, he must have gotten really upset because he grabbed my phone, stood up, put it in his pocket, and sat back down.
Wow.
Yeah, he was pretty much a jerk.
Wait, this was your first date?
Wait, this was the first date.
How did you meet this guy to begin with?
I met him through a friend, and he seemed really nice, but, you know how that goes.
Control issues, sounds like.
A little bit.
So I was like, oh, no, I'm not going out with you, because I know what kind of girl you're looking for. You're looking for a, yes, dear, what else can I do for you, dear?
Are you sure it wasn't a sex move? It wasn't a, hey, you want your phone back?
No.
You know where it is.
Come and get it.
Nope, not going to happen.
Not that. All right.
Nope.com.
All right, Alina.
Wow. You do need a good man. Can you get away Thursday and Friday?
Yes, I can.
All right.
All right, we're going to put you on the bus.
All right.
Bring somebody your own sex, your own age, please. That's how we try to keep it even. So if you're a girl, bring a girl. If you're a guy, go ahead and bring a guy.
Your own sex.
Yes.
That's what you want.
Right. All right, let's go to
Don't
Vanessa.
Make us guess.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell us about your bad date.
So I went out with this guy. It was already bad enough. I had to pick him up for the date, but then he's all like, okay, I'm not going to spend more than $5 on you. And I was like, huh?
Wait. He announced that up front?
After you picked him up?
After I picked him up. So,
didn't you just drop him right back off then?
I just wanted to see if this guy could do it, because then, you know, I would have
a challenge. Come
on. I wouldn't have a story, exactly.
Okay, so $5. How did he
$5. So we went to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie theater out in Norwalk that if you go at a certain time, it'll be $2.50.
Okay.
All right.
And then he knew of a McDonald's where on all day on Saturdays, hamburger Happy Meals were 99 cents.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So he knew he had $2.50 to play with after the movie to feed you, and he got the
What 99. Are you talking about? That was for him to go to the movie. He didn't eat.
Wait a minute. So this is combined $5 on both of you? That's all he was going to spend?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
What a loser.
No, I love that guy.
Why do you love him?
Because here's why I love that guy. Because he didn't just try to cheapskate her. He told her up front, I'm spending $5. That's crazy.
Did he just sit there and watch you eat at the McDonald's Happy Meal while he was...
Oh, he stole a couple fries and played with a toy.
Sure wish I could have some of that, but...
Oh, I'm a little
short on
dough.
Oh, and then to top it off, he made me refill the cup so he can have something to drink when he left.
Oh, wow.
The best ever.
This guy's magic.
And in his mind, this is his story of the best date ever.
Of course, he's telling people you'll never believe it.
And then his father going out.
Do you think you're going to get any with that kind of behavior if you're a guy like that?
I don't think so.
No. Then why bother?
But here's what I like about Vanessa. He announced his intentions ahead, and she said, let's roll the dice and see how this plays out.
I like that. I love crabs.
All right. Well, you crapped out.
Definitely.
But you can join us in Vegas.
Yes, again.
Yes, congratulations.
Right, congratulations, you're coming with us.
All right.
That's magic.
I mean, your first instinct would be just to say, well, go ahead and get back out of the car.
Right? But she's polite.
She's not polite. She wanted to go
see if they could do it.
Yeah. For the experience.
I would have bet him $5 he couldn't do it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Monica, hi.
Hi. I had met this guy online, and the whole time, like, he picked me up in this cheap car. He did not look anything like his picture.
Wait a minute. You met a guy online, and he didn't look anything like his picture?
I know.
What are the odds?
Wow. Was it at least a picture of him 25 years ago?
Well,
or was it a different person?
He looked like Jesus, like that old picture of Jesus.
Okay. Did he post that on the website, a picture of Jesus?
As opposed to a new picture of Jesus?
Good point.
But he ends up taking me, like, the whole ride there, he's asking, so, do you tend to give it up on the first date?
And he was asking that on the first date.
Well, that's like, what Jesus would want.
What would Jesus do?
He doesn't like,
he's not a time waster. That's the thing about this dude.
No, he went straight. And then we get there, and he starts looking in his pocket. He's like, oh, I think I left my wallet in the car.
Wow, one of those.
Do you mind if you get this and I'll pay you back? And I said, okay, you know, I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. And then he's like, oh, you know what? I don't have my wallet. I'll just rain check you. You want to go to, like, Jack in the Box tomorrow? I'll take it for lunch.
Oh my gosh.
And then when he dropped me off, he was trying to get into my pants.
Sure.
He kept on, like, trying to, like...
So, what's next?
Like, oh,
sure.
After not spending all that money on you, that's the least you owed him, I think.
he earned it by forcing you to pay.
That's
magic.
And
then after that, he kept on calling me and, like, driving by my house. And, like,
oh, good.
Hey, about a Jack in a Box date, and I was like, no.
Good. All right. Thank you very much. You're in.
Okay.
You're in. We'll see you in Vegas. Thank you. Let's go to Lexi. Hi, Lexi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your magical evening.
It was absolutely fantastic. We went out on a date. On the way to dinner, we got pulled over.
Mm-hmm. That's
bad. The police officer asked for his driver's license and registration, went back to the car, came back up with two more officers, asked him to step out of the car. Apparently, the car was stolen, and he had warrants out for his arrest.
Oh,
all right.
He picked you up for a date in a stolen car?
It was magical.
That's awesome.
Now, you don't get in trouble for that, do you, for being in a stolen car?
No, I mean, they checked my driver's license and my information and made sure that I had nothing outstanding, and then they told me I could call somebody to pick me up or that they could give me a ride back to the station.
Wow, oh my God. Picked you up in a stolen car.
Was it a nice car, at least?
Yeah.
Maybe he stole it to impress you.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just really romantic.
He stole, like, a Mercedes or something. Now he's trying to...
Yeah, you shouldn't drop him just because he's trying to be romantic.
Right.
But what about the warrant?
Oh, sure. Look, we all make mistakes.
How was the second date?
There wasn't one.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get hooked up with this guy in the first place?
It was a blind date through a coworker at work.
You should have punched her right in the face.
The coworker is laughing today about that.
He doesn't work there anymore.
You'll never believe who I sent Lexi out with.
That's great.
All right, we'll see you in Vegas. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Time for one more?
Yes, we do. It doesn't matter what time it is.
We talked to Lauren about
her. Time for Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Bad dating experiences.
Listen to Lauren. Jesus, just reliving it is hard for her.
Are you not over it yet? Did this happen recently?
I know. This happened, like, years ago.
Years ago. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what happened?
But, okay, so we go on a date.
She said but.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Seal Beach, and we have, like, this really good dinner. Everything's great. And I don't know if you've been to Seal Beach. There's, like, a long stretch without any gas stations, nothing.
Right.
So I'm smoking in the car. Windows are open. Everything's fine. I close up the car, and there's this smell. I'm like, okay. Maybe he farted. I don't know. But anyways, so we go. And next thing you know, I go smoke again, close the windows. It's still that smell lingering.
Oh.
Basically, in the end, he pooed his pants.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
It was 10 miles. Where are you going to stop?
Oh. Anywhere.
Wait.
If you can't wait, you stop anywhere.
Or I go in the restaurant before we leave.
He pooed his pants.
10 miles. Yeah.
How was the second date with him?
Didn't call him back.
Yeah. Did he cop to it? Was there a conversation had, or was it just sort of acknowledged?
Basically, he was stuck in the bathroom, and he was in there for like an hour.
Right.
Yeah, rinsing out his pants.
Sure.
Oh, my.
And his pants were all wet.
He was wet. Wow. And, yeah.
Oh, Lauren.
At any point in the night, did he sing the hit song?
Oh, no, my butt. Oh, no, my butt. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, my butt.
Did he sing that?
That is just sad for everyone.
No.
Wow, that guy must have wanted
never
to kill
again.
Himself.
Never again.
Yes.
Can you imagine
think
being
that.
The guy? I mean, I feel bad for Lauren. She got in a bad situation, but that guy must have wanted just to commit suicide.
Was he drunk or anything, Lauren? Because I guarantee...
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't.
He just got the fear, people.
He wanted to kill
himself. What, did he have some bad clams at dinner? How do you not just hold out?
I don't know.
How's Mike?
Good time.
Yeah, really? That sounds like a Mike story.
All right, Lauren, we can't promise that's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, there's an excellent chance it probably will.
But you're welcome to come to Vegas with us if you'd like.
If you smell that familiar smell on the bus anytime during the road trip,
DJ Omar Khan.
You're going to be our expert.
Right. And we invited the guy, too, by the way. I hope that's okay with you. Okay. Oh,
Vegas, here I come.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. And Ralph brought us a statistic yesterday that I... apparently,
what did I bring?
Statistics.
Oh, okay.
It apparently proves
that Kevin is under the influence.
It proves to be true in my own case. And that is that alcohol is the most dangerous drug.
Yes.
More than any other, including crack and heroin and whatnot. So here's
Especially whatnot. I got hooked on whatnot once and I had to go to rehab.
A new study suggests alcohol is the world's most harmful drug, making it more dangerous than illegal drugs like crack and heroin. British experts evaluated several drugs, ranking them based on how addictive they are and how much they hurt the human body. Heroin, crack, and crystal meth were the most lethal to individuals. But when the wider social effects were considered, alcohol outranked them all.
What did you do?
We're number one. We're number one.
So we thought we would take some phone calls from people who, one of the big things that they look for with alcohol is bad decision making.
When they did this study, they took 20 different drugs and they had 16 different criteria, and they gave a number amount to different effects. So how it affected your body had a certain numerical weight to it. And then also they talked about the social aspects. I mean, how it damaged your relationships, how it damaged your morality, your personal choice-making skills, your judgment. And that's where alcohol really started to pull into the lead. It was neck and neck with heroin for a while, and then alcohol just hit another gear and just went towards the finish line once they started talking about bad choices and how it affects your morality and how it affects your behavior and those around you. It just kicked ass. It came out with a 72 out of a possible 100. Then heroin came in at 55, and cocaine, crack was 54.
Those are pussy drugs.
Yeah, alcohol rules.
Those are weak. Alcohol kicks ass. So we figured we'd do our own study, and that is, what bad decisions did you make while drinking?
Or, as we like to call it,
what did you do?
What did you do?
Say it again. I'll be ready.
Or, as we like to call it,
what did you do?
That's right.
Perfect.
So what did you do when you were drinking heavily?
It was a bad decision. You look back on it now and you go, without alcohol, I probably wouldn't have been in that situation.
Right. If I made a giant list out of my life of things I'm proud of and things not so much proud of,
right,
alcohol would be involved in almost everything on that not so much proud of list.
But also in the proud of list.
No, not
in your
really.
Life.
Not in the proud of list, really. No.
None proud?
Most of the things I'm really proudest of, I did sober.
Mm.
Things that I'm most ashamed and regretful of, it turns out, a lot of them involved alcohol.
Well,
many, many, many cases.
And by the way, we do a lot of phone topics on this show. We have people calling with their experiences, and that is always our question, were you drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Because that makes it so much...
And their answer is always yes.
Always yes.
The impact it has on your judgment, on your decision-making skills, on your...
ability to speak.
What did you do?
Your moral compass. There are women I've been with, and mistakes I've made, and things I've said, and almost everything I regret socially involves a certain amount of alcohol.
That's when you wake up in the morning and roll over and go, oh!
That's the worst feeling in the world.
Girls and guys.
Yeah.
You know that there was alcohol.
Or sometimes I wake up and I'll get a foggy feeling. It's like, I think I got into a fight with someone last night. It was an argument and I said something I shouldn't have said. And I'm not even sure what it was. I just get this overall sick feeling saying, oh, I got some apologizing to do. That's the worst feeling in the world.
Remember when Beer Mug was an intern on the show and it was, I believe it was St. Patrick's Day. And the next day he showed, he didn't
he
call.
He was supposed to come to work. We're waiting for him. We couldn't find
him. We couldn't find him. We were calling him and about 9 o'clock in the morning he called. He woke up in a bush.
Yes.
It's by the side of the street.
Yeah. He didn't really know where he was. I think he was down the street from the bar.
A bush! Like, what? Not the good kind. It was just a bush, actual bush, yeah. So the question is...
What did you do?
And the number is 1-800-520-10. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Lars Ulrich from Metallica coming up just after the top of the hour. Tomorrow, we have the Red Hot Chili Peppers in studio.
What? Yeah.
Talking about their first ever book that they wrote about the band. So that should be pretty
fascinating.
Pretty fascinating, right? Yeah. They've had some history. Mm-hmm. Right now we're talking about alcohol being the worst drug, worse than heroin, worse than cocaine, worse than any other drug because of all of the social problems that come along with it, decision-making problems and toll on family.
Lapses in judgment, your lack of morality when you use alcohol. It's called the Kevin Factor, according to this study.
How dare you?
They actually...
Yeah, they named
it
the Kevin Factor. What happens when you drink. They say sometimes you'll go out and steal someone's car from a valet. You'll go out into a valet parking area and just take someone else's car.
That is true.
The valet gave me the car.
Uh-huh.
What did you do?
So that we're calling it, what did you just do?
What did you do?
When you were drinking, what did you just do?
What did you do?
You're not necessarily proud of that you regret because alcohol is the devil's pee.
Well, everything is funny when you're drunk. That's the problem. Everything, including horrible ideas.
And nothing seems dangerous or the least, like there's any repercussions. There's no tomorrow when you're good and sauced.
Speaking of not dangerous, let's start with Sean. Hi, Sean.
Morning, Kevin and Bean.
How are you?
May.
Hi, Sean.
Sean, what did you do?
Well, we were playing a game that where you spin the dial and lands on any kind of alcohol you have to take shots of.
Right.
Good man.
Oh, man.
And, we were very deep into the game, and we were running out of alcohol and money. So
are you drunk right now? Or you just have the disease I have, which is...
My buddy had the idea that if we let him shoot him in the leg point blank with a .22 rifle, literally with the barrel against his leg, that if we gave him $50, he'd go get alcohol.
What?
Okay.
So we shot him, but unfortunately, he wasn't able to go get the alcohol.
Wait a minute.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
I am confused.
Your friend said, if you shoot me in the leg with a .22, I'll go get alcohol?
If we gave him $50. I'll do it for $50, and then I'll go get alcohol.
Oh, I see. He would win the bet. He'd win the $50 because he would let you shoot him, and then he would use that money to go buy more booze.
Yes, and we did shoot him, but then we had to take some of the off.
Well, he didn't live up to his end of the bargain then, that bastard.
That's right.
You don't, no kidding.
You learn not to bet with a guy like that, don't you?
Yeah, no.
Shot him in the leg with a .22.
Shot him in the leg point blank with a .22.
All right, good.
I want to party with that dude.
Let's go to Alan. Hi, Alan.
Morning, Kevin and Bean. Morning,
what did you do?
Good morning.
Alan, what did you do?
What did you do?
Well, I got the bright idea one night about 3 in the morning. I thought it'd be a fun idea to jump on the Carl's Jr. roof and steal the big yellow stars that are on there.
That would be fun.
By the way, that sounds good.
No, exactly. Sounds good. In hindsight, though, it turns out across the street from the Carl's Jr. was the police station. They were in the lobby watching me the entire time.
You don't do a lot of when you're drunk, you don't do a lot of recon.
No.
Not really. That's 3 in the morning when you're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. So they watched you the entire time. They watched you climb up on top of the roof.
They watched me crawl up there, watched me almost fall off of the star, and wait until I was on the ground, so they pulled in the parking lot and basically escorted me across the street.
You made their job very easy, Alan.
No kidding.
The funny part is I got 30 days in jail for that, and they banned me for life from Carl's Jr. for that.
Oh, wow, that's a
harsh.
Banning
right?
you from Carl's Jr. is a harsher penalty than 30 days in prison.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whatever with the time. I need a famous star now and then.
Well, the thing is, after I got out of jail, I went there the next day to see if, they had a picture of me in the drive-thru or not, but nothing happened.
Yeah. So it was a fake ban then. They didn't really care.
That's awesome.
All right.
Can you imagine those cops, by the way, just kicking back with a cup of coffee laughing at each other, looking at that ass.
This might be the dumbest man alive. That's just awesome. All right, let's go to Joey. Hi, Joey.
You're right there, Kevin.
What did you do?
What did you do, Kevin? I'm just checking to make sure
that I did the right stuff, and I didn't. I did, I mean, so I don't. He's gone. Sorry,
what did you do?
All right.
Do you want to call in, Kevin?
Let's try that one. Let's
try to do a radio show drunk.
I'm not drunk, but I always sound like it now. That happens, you know?
That's what happens with alcohol.
It does.
That's one of the problems.
At some point, you end up sounding like you're drunk for the rest of your life.
It's Dan Bramage.
All right. Madeline, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Good morning.
Tell us what you did.
Okay. So Saturday night, went out and got bombed. Passed out, like drunks do. And by the way, my roommate told me all this. I don't remember a lick of it.
Good.
Apparently I stomped out of my room completely buck-a naked.
Right.
And, the smoke alarm was going off. We had put some pizza bagel bites in the oven. And,
3 hours before.
Buck ass naked like a zombie, grabbed the broom and just knocked the S out of the smoke alarms to knock them down off the roof.
Right.
Threw down the mop, went back in my room, like, no big deal. Buck ain't naked in front of my roommate.
Yeah. So your roommate just sat there, like the police did in the last story, just sat there and watched you come out naked with a mop, knock the thing off, walk back in and go to bed.
Yeah, she asked me if I knew what I was doing. Of course I didn't.
Right, but you said you did, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Off of a drunk.
All right. Good times. Good work. Let's go to Ruth. This is an odd choice. Hi,
what
Ruth.
Did you do?
Hi. Good morning, Kevin and Amin.
We're saying that alcohol...
Good morning.
Maybe your decision-making is altered a little when you drink. That's what we're saying.
Well, science has proven it.
So, Ruth, the question is...
What did you do?
I had the brilliant idea that if I punch a cop, I can go to jail with my friend that was getting arrested for DUI.
Oh, your friend was already going inside.
Yes. Oh, so I decided that I needed to go with her.
Oh, you're a good friend.
Wait, so you were in the car at the time that you got pulled over?
Yes.
Okay, so they were booking your friend, and you thought, how can I go to jail with her?
Exactly. So I thought, wonderful, I'll hit this guy, and they'll have to arrest me.
And this guy being a police officer?
A police officer, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I went to jail.
How'd that work out for you?
It didn't work out too good.
Yeah.
I got 80 hours community service,
wow.
3 years probation.
How many years? Three?
3 years probation.
Okay.
I had 90 AA meetings,
wow.
And I had to do anger management classes.
You had to do more than your friend who got a DUI, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, assaulting a police officer is frowned upon in legal circles.
Really?
Yeah.
That's downright dumb. That's the beauty of alcohol.
And you know what the best part is? We don't even talk anymore.
Oh, you're not even friends with her anymore.
Because she went, this girl's stupid. She hit a cop. That's why. Yep. All right. Thank you for the call. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up just after the top of the hour, Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
Duh, yes.
Talking about a new DVD set that's out called The Big Four from Bulgaria. It's them and Anthrax and Megadeth and
Slayer.
So we're going to talk to him just after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Does Anthrax really make the Big Four? Do they belong in the Big Four?
They're one of the Big Four.
But I'm saying.
They're in the Big Four.
I know, but I'm saying, really?
Right,
if you're making a list, if you're listing the Big Four, does Anthrax really make the cut?
I think...
Mike would know. Mike's a metalhead.
They established themselves so profoundly in the 80s that they still get on that
list. Still rate, huh?
Yeah.
Right. No one today would be above them on the list in the Big Four?
If you had to pick the Big Four of all time,
American
Mike.
Metal now, in 2010, you would kick maybe them and Megadeth off and add like a Lamb of God or a band like that who are making more of an impact currently.
Right.
But
if you were doing all time, if you're doing classics, I think Anthrax.
Of all time.
Of all time, it would be Slayer, Metallica, Judas Priest, and Sabbath.
Yeah,
that would be my opinion.
There you go, right? That's what I was
saying. And the White Keys.
Yeah, Plain White Keys. And
Plain White Keys.
Plain White Keys, yeah.
Would have been better if I'd known the name.
No, it was good. It was strong. You got the assist. You didn't get the goal, but you got the assist, Kevin, so it's well done. Britney Spears is a scared.
Uh-oh.
She's afraid her former bodyguard, Fernando Flores, may use open court to reveal some very interesting personal and unflattering information about her.
Yes, please.
And extort her into some sort of financial settlement. Worst Britney clip ever, by the
way. So this would be unflattering stuff we don't know?
Exactly. Here's the thing. Fernando Flores, I mentioned this a while ago when he first brought this suit up, but he is suing Britney for sexual harassment.
Right.
Said she made it. She made unwanted sexual advances towards him while he was working as her bodyguard. He also claimed he saw her endangering her children while in her employ as well.
Ooh.
Now, her fear is, and I guess by her fear, I mean her legal team's fear, because I don't think she's aware of much.
Any of it?
They're going to civil court, which is open to the public. Civil court is. So the press will be there. They'll be able to hear anything he says in terms of testimony. They will be there.
Can you choose to go to civil court or?
If I'm suing you,
right.
Personally, civilly. That's a civil case. It has to go to civil court. We can't go to criminal court with it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay,
but criminal what they're asking
state
for
versus
exactly okay. What they're asking for is that the hearing be moved to probate court, because that is private. When you're looking into the will or the estate of someone, they do that behind closed doors. So they're asking that to be moved so that this guy can't start to say a bunch of stuff in open court and then try to get them to hurry up to shut him up, just pay him off with a quick settlement so that the hearing will not go to court.
Right.
You know, they won't have a big trial.
Makes sense on both sides.
It does. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But interesting tact, if that is his case, to try to embarrass her into paying a large sum of money, that would be the way to do it. Can you imagine what this guy knows?
Yeah, I was just trying to think. I don't know what could embarrass her at this point.
That's true.
You know, I mean,
we have seen her at her worst. That's what I really want to know.
Endangering the kids is the thing where people will probably take it the most.
But that's
serious.
Not sexy.
No, no, not
I want
at all.
Like weird sexy stuff. Yeah. But she gets naked and goes to the fridge, and then next thing you know, 12 hard-boiled eggs are missing. I want to know that kind of stuff. That's what I want to know. It's making deviled eggs
the security,
in the devil's grotto.
The security / assistant to celebrities is a fascinating. Fascinating gig.
It is.
Talk to some of them.
We should talk to a bodyguard. Ask a bodyguard or ask a personal assistant or sometime. But they have non-disclosure agreements, so they can't talk about.
Not always though.
And
but
how
this
did
guy
Brittany
doesn't.
Not?
This guy doesn't have one.
Wow. Well, email us if you have some of those stories. We'd love to have you on the show.
Snooki in the news. Speaking of security, she was partying over the weekend, as you can imagine. She was in a Las Vegas nightclub for Halloween, and her security had to help drag her up the stairs of a VIP area because she couldn't climb the stairs on her own power.
Don't sound sexy.
Then when they let go of her, she fell over in front of everyone. she's a mess.
She's a mess.
When she's sober, she's just sort of sloppy and unattractive. Can you imagine her being all drunk and sweaty?
Oh, God.
This is a mess.
Not to mention she was dressed as a pickle.
What?
Snooki was dressed as a pickle for Halloween.
Don't sound sexy.
Was it a Vlasic?
A pickle wearing a tiara. So some sort of pickle princess. She's the pickle princess.
Wow.
Sure it was a pickle?
That's the crunchiest pickle I ever heard. Yeah, we're sure it was a pickle. She's got a thing for pickles, Lisa. If you ever watch the show, you know she loves to eat pickles.
She does love that.
Oh, does she love to stick a pickle in her mouth? Nothing better.
She has to have a pickle in her mouth at all times.
Yes, she does. Sometimes she's airtight with pickles.
Oh, my God.
I saw airtight with pickles last night at the Troub. That's good damn.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Roseanne Barr is 58 years old today. Actress Kate Capshaw is 57. She's Mrs. Steven Spielberg, don't you know? It's not a bad gig.
Yeah.
You get to be in movies like Raiders of the Lost Ark and the Temple of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she in that one?
I think so.
That wasn't the good one, though, was it?
That was the second one. I didn't care for that one too much. I liked 1 and 3. 2 and 4, not so much. Adam Ant, 56 years old today. Comedian Dennis Miller is 57. And actor Dolph Lundgren turns 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time to talk a little Metallica.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Waking up Lars, he's not happy.
Actually, I'm sorry, but I get up at like 6:45 pretty much all the time with
you
my
do?
Kids, except it's our school conferences yesterday and today, so today were 2 days to sleep in. Rare 2 days.
Now, do you go to like parent-teacher conferences? You can't possibly.
Dude, I'm 2:20 today. 7th grade and 315 4th grade.
Those teachers have to say, hey, wait a second, you're Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
I think the novelty of that wore off about 5 years ago. It's like, wait, who's the parent that's not showering? What's with the earrings? But you have to remember that you know, I live in Marin County, so there's lots of other musicians up here.
All right, so it's not you over in a corner, and then all of the rest of the parents over together, like talking together. And
this is not the most conservative of suburbs. Trust me.
All right.
But it's still, you know, I mean, there's, you know, we go on these runs. We've been going down to Australia the last couple of months, and I go on these 2-week runs to Australia. We basically have it set up so, you know, 2 weeks on the road and then 2 weeks at home. So basically the way it works a lot is that we literally land on a Monday, and so I go straight from the airport to pick my kids up. So I've just flown from, like, you know, we get off stage and I fly for like 16 hours from Australia and then straight to pick up at school.
And then do they yell at you when you're late?
I played in Australia 18 hours ago, and they just look at me like I came in from another planet.
That's bizarre.
It's pretty classic. It's pretty classic.
We're talking to Lars Ulrich. We're talking about the Big Four live from Sofia in Bulgaria.
And yes.
Let's see. There's a 2-DVD version, right?
Dude, yeah, you know, you tell me. I lost track.
There's a 2-DVD set, and I believe the Blu-ray is in there as well.
Yep, yeah.
And then there's a... What did you get, Mike? It's the 5 CDs.
5 CD set. Yeah, each band has their own CD, right, to commemorate their set from the show in Bulgaria.
Did you guys have the version down there that makes your breakfast?
We don't have that one.
I think that one's coming out tomorrow.
Can you send that one over?
Right.
We would appreciate that.
Yeah, I honestly kind of lose track a little bit of the 39 versions that come out these days. But the bottom line, I think, without sounding like I'm trying to sell it, is I think that there's a sort of one for every kind of fan. You know, the ones, you know, the fair weather or the hardcore or the one that lives and breathes 25 hours a day, this stuff, you know.
And we're talking about Big Four: Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax. And I was watching the behind the scenes on the DVD,
mm-hmm,
and I found it very funny. And I actually have a clip to play of you talking about your son and how he was, Metallica wasn't necessarily his favorite band.
His favorite band was Megadeth for about a year. So about in 07, every morning when we got in the car, and I'm taking him to school, we listen to Megadeth.
I love that. Favorite band's Megadeth.
Listen, it's absolutely true. It's the last couple of months, it's he's onto the Killers now, and he's a huge Muse fan. So Muse and the Killers in the last couple of months. But we have, you know, we go through like 3 months of listening to nothing but Rage Against the Machine, and then 3 months of listening nothing to System of a Down, and
love it,
you know, that type of stuff. So that definitely gets you fired up in the morning. It's 7:45. You got a 20-minute commute, and System of a Down is blaring out of the speakers.
It gets
you there a little faster.
It doesn't matter who you are. Your kids don't think you're cool, right?
No, that's pretty true. I'm just, you know, my kids make fun of me all the time. I go, listen, I'm like, you know, between the two of us or the three of us, I'm like the coolest dad on campus, and I still get made fun of, you know. So it doesn't say a lot for the rest of them, but
yeah,
you know, we do our best to try and get a foot in, you know.
Yeah, no, of all the Sonosphere shows, why'd you choose the Bulgaria show to make the CDs and the DVDs out of?
Well, it was kind of the 1-2 the combination of the you know, there was we tried this whole satellite movie theater broadcast all over the world. So you know, kind of like the last few years, it's been a real hot thing in movie theaters. You know, they do country acts and opera, you know, and big, you know, one-offs. And so we kind of came up with this idea, since this was such a special thing and it was sort of limited to Eastern Europe, that, you know, we were going to do this satellite movie theater thing around the world. And since all the equipment was there and so on, we figured that would be the best show to kind of print all the DVDs. And since we had all the get up there to begin with.
It's funny that it used to be a smaller deal when Metallica and Slayer and Megadeth and Anthrax would play together. you know, in the early days.
Yeah, in the beginning of thrash, when you guys were really establishing the genre.
I still have the flyers from when we played, like, down in Anaheim on a Tuesday, you know, a club like Woodstock, it was called, down in Anaheim, Metallica and Slayer. And we would come out, and Slayer would play, you know, Deep Purple covers, and we would come out and play Diamond Head covers, and there were, like, 12 people there looking very bored on a Tuesday night, wondering where the real action was in Anaheim.
And were all 12 relatives?
Yes, pretty much. Friends and relatives, yeah, especially actually paid to show up.
When you guys were starting the thrash scene back then, was there competition between the bands, or was there always kind of healthy support?
No, I don't think there was. If there was any competitive, it was more later when we were starting off, and we were all such misfits and such loners, and, you know, we were all kind of the whole thing that was going on in L.A. at the time and starting to kind of go into the rest of America with the Motley Crues and the Rats of the world and all this type of stuff. What we were doing was so the opposite to that. So anybody that was playing anything remotely extreme, like, you know, us and Slayer and the rest of these guys, we all kind of bonded together, and it was sort of an us against them mentality. Then a few years later, when everybody got record deals and started touring around the world, then it got into more, you know, who's bigger type of thing. But now, you know, 25 years later, I mean, we're all so kind of got our own thing going, and so I think have our own vibe that now it's more, you know, everybody, the fans that come know they're going to see, you know, four very different bands and four very unique bands from each other. So the competitive element was more maybe in the late 80s after everybody got their record deals, but now that's long gone.
Tell us about your the last song. I think it was the last song of the show when you had like 24 guitarists come out on stage.
Also known as a cluster beep. and you know, but as far as cluster beeps go, this one was actually somewhat manageable. You know, it just seemed like because this thing was being broadcast to a couple thousand movie theaters around the world, and there was such a historical element, you know, to this, that to get everybody up and play a song together would be cool. So obviously we didn't want to do a Metallica song, so we felt that something that would be close to home for everybody would be the song called Am I Evil by this very influential and inspirational band to all of us called Diamond Head. And the great thing about Am I Evil, with no disrespect to Brian Tatler who wrote the song, is that it's not it's sort of like the, call it like the smoke on the water of the 80s metal songs. It's not the most technically challenging song to play on
right.
guitar. So
that seemed to be important to everyone because they don't want to F it up.
Especially, you know, after, you know, certain, you know, some people have been off stage for quite a few hours, and you know, no, I'm not going to go there. So it was certainly one of the easier songs, and in a big stadium of 75,000 people, it's not, you know, it sort of translates sound-wise to sound probably pretty good. So we got everybody into the tuning room before the show, and everybody sort of learned the basics of Am I Evil, and then pretty much all the other musicians in the other three bands came up and joined us, and we had a couple extra snare drums and some other stuff up there, and everybody just, it was a moment, you know, for all of us that grew up together on the scene, and for all the fans that grew up, you know, with all these bands, to sort of see. There's been so much over the years of the press have been trying to set us up against each other and all this competitive crap and all these, you know, ego issues and all this type of stuff. So I think the band members have known that, you know, we've all been getting on and have much more love and respect for each other. But I think to the fans, it was important that they got a chance to see that everybody was playing nice in the sandbox. You know what I mean?
Sure. The Big Four, Live from Sofia, is the name of it. You can get the 2-DVD set, the corresponding Blu-ray, or you can get the 2-DVD set and 5 CDs with all 5 hours of music and a 24-page booklet and a 2-sided poster and photos of the band, the whole deal.
And the one that makes your breakfast comes out tomorrow.
Fantastic.
I'm going to yell at that one for being laid off a plane from Australia.
Lars Ulrich, thanks very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Great catching up with you guys. I'll see you soon. All right, man.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time to take a look at the Afro line. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with whatever ideas you have, response to the show, things we're missing. Whatever you'd like to call about, including some of our favorite sports teams.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, where's the King of Mexico's Clippers on for the season?
Yeah, because last year he did Run This Town, by the way, which I was impressed with.
I was too.
I really want to take on Jay-Z, and he did knock him down.
Oh my God! Did you see Mariah Carey's costume? She's walking around in that fat suit for Halloween. Oh wait, it's not a costume.
I
think she's pregnant.
She is.
She was fat beforehand.
She was, and she will be afterwards.
She's a little chubby, and now pregnant.
She's always been a little chubby, and she's always been willing to wear clothes that are too tight.
Skimpiest, tightest clothes.
Yeah. This guy's very disappointed with our performance the last couple of weeks.
Okay, you guys, for the last 2 weeks, you've really fallen behind on your call-out references, so let me go ahead and just catch you up to speed, okay, for the ones you missed. Couple. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Mon. Florida? What was that? And finally, give the penis a sandwich. That one's for Ralph.
I don't remember that
one. I don't either, but I sure wish I did.
All right.
Halloween Spooks is a song that I hate. Chaka Roan is a song that I love.
Hello, Halloween Spooks up on the window. Halloween Spooks behind the tree. Halloween Spooks up on the window. Halloween Spooks up on the window. Halloween Spooks behind the tree.
All right.
Well
now
done,
you can
right?
live with that, right?
Sure.
Oh, stop 3D. This movie is going to happen. Spoiler alert, everybody dies. It's all 3D.
See, in case you couldn't hear that, it was spoiler alert, everyone dies.
Up on the window. Saw 3D. Behind the trees. I don't know who's to blame. I'm sick of hearing, and it's all 3D, outside my window pane.
How can you get tired of that franchise?
Awesome.
Come on. This is not true.
Prop 19. Yes, we count our best.
Yeah, not so much.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Guess what time it is? Gobble, gobble, gobble.
No, ma'am. Sorry to have to tell you that.
Yeah.
This call came in from Vegas. A bunch of Kevin and me listeners that decided to give us a call and leave us a message on the Afro Line. That's very thoughtful.
Here in Vegas, and we got one question for you.
What did you do?
We're still not as drunk as Kevin.
we're still not as drunk as Kevin? How dare you? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Too many words.
It's 8:39.
What did you do?
Stop it. How dare you?
You stop it.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have more tickets for the Kevin and Bean Vegas Road Trip Singles Party.
Yes.
Where we are going to be staying at Luxor Las Vegas, and it is going to be a great time. It's tomorrow, though, so you're running out of chances to win. We're going to give you another chance just after 9 o'clock.
For the fellas. We'll do the fellas this
fellas,
time.
Fellas, yes. Huh?
Yeah.
I have a problem. And
yes, you do.
I have a lot of problems.
Yes,
let's
you do.
Let's narrow it down to one. My voice doesn't cut through.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Ever. If I'm in a room of people... And we're all talking the same volume, and then people were to like list who they heard. I would always be at the bottom. I can't be heard. So it points it out to me when I get in my car and they have this voice recognition system. So I figure, hey, great. You know, I can just say phone, and then you're supposed to be able to tell it the numbers, and then it will dial for you.
How awesome is that? You're completely hands free.
Right. It doesn't understand a word I say. Not a single...
No, it's not alone.
It doesn't understand you saying phone.
No.
But there's probably not a single other command that sounds anything like phone.
That's what you would think.
Bone.
So...
Comb. So, whatever they want. You want the thing to comb his hair.
I don't think it does that either.
When it doesn't understand, it says...
Sorry.
That's it.
It's kind of an English accent.
Sorry.
Why do you have a British accent set up?
I said it for British because I think it's sexy.
Sorry.
But here's the thing. I'm the only person in the car. There's no other noise. I'm trying to get... So first, I'm a little annoyed. I say phone. And then she says...
Sorry.
Telephone.
Sorry.
Make a call.
Sorry.
I can't figure out how... Like, it won't recognize anything I say. So then I say... So then I'm... Now I'm obsessed. I'm starting to get mad. I say, directions.
Sorry.
What's the word? Navigation.
Sorry.
Try GPS.
There's not one.
GPS.
Sorry.
I think they're effing with me. I think they just put that in. Like, that's the only response it has.
Yeah, this is Kevin's car.
Is it the kind of program that needs to be schooled? Do you have to set it up a certain way where you have to record your voice so it gets used to it or something? Because sometimes there's programs like that where you have to
in
teach.
In a car?
You have to teach the program what your voice sounds
the
like.
The program
so it
is saying
say certain words
to be.
It will absorb those sounds and say, okay, this is that person's cadence or voice
all
styling.
All right, radio.
Sorry.
Yeah. FM.
Sorry.
Well, the computer can't believe you work in radio. That's why it's rejecting that totally.
CD.
Sorry.
I was so obsessed with this that I went home and I said, there's got to be keywords that I...
Right.
That,
sure. Right.
So I looked it up. I looked up what the keywords were. One of them was navigation.
Mm-hmm.
So I got back in and I said, navigation.
Sorry.
What am I to do?
Well, maybe the computer doesn't speak drunk. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it just...
But I wasn't...
Well, Kevin, you know how you sound.
I sound drunk sometimes.
All the time.
But then, yeah. So
and
now I'm really...
When you do have something to say, there's very little there, really.
Maybe how dare you?
Maybe the computer's just ignoring
but
you.
But it's not supposed to judge the content of what
I'm saying. Perhaps it's learned.
Right?
Perhaps
it's a computer.
Like it's an AI thing. It's artificial intelligence where it now has listened to you so much it realizes you have nothing really to offer.
So now I figure, okay, maybe I'm slurring like I do. So, right. Navigation.
Sorry.
Won't work.
Nothing.
Wouldn't it be funny if the computer said, what did you do? Send it back to you. That'd be awesome.
That would be the best.
Well, did you bring some tape in or something of you actually doing it? Because maybe you're doing something wrong. Maybe you're using it wrong. If we heard you actually using it, we could figure it out.
Yeah, because this is how you hear it in your head.
Yeah, this is how you're telling
the story.
This is how you're telling the story, but I would like to know how it is in the real world, in real practice.
All right. I brought in some tape.
All right.
Here you go.
Continue.
I want to call home.
Sorry. Continue.
Call home.
Sorry. Continue.
818-555.
Continue.
4114.
Continue.
That's all there is.
Continue.
It's all there is. Dial.
Continue.
481.
Continue.
GPS.
Sorry.
Show me home.
Continue.
I just want to go home.
Continue.
Show.
Sorry.
Call me.
Continue.
818-555-4114.
Continue.
What did you do?
Sorry.
What did you do?
Sorry.
GPS.
Continue.
Show me liquor store.
Sorry.
See? That's the problem. It's you.
Oh, dear. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:52.
Cakes, Kevin.
They're making
cake
cakes.
Boss.
They sure are making cakes on TV, I'll tell you that.
They sure are.
That is can't-miss TV. All right, it is time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Miley Cyrus's parents, Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish, have filed for divorce, and just now we're finding out why.
Tell me.
According to Star Magazine, it's because Tish Cyrus sounds like a bug.
It does, yeah.
I was looking there, and I found the rare Tish Cyrus located inside there. She had an affair.
Oh, yeah.
With Brett Michaels.
What?
Yo.
What?
Yo.
Is this why they're getting divorced? Because she was...
That's what the magazine says.
Brett Michaels?
Yeah.
Wait, 2010 Brett Michaels?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm surprised he's got time to have an affair, what, with all the brain bleeding and holes in his heart and...
He's probably playing that
stuff.
Up. Oh, man, you know, that thing with my head was rough.
This may be the last sex I ever have. You know, I probably don't have long to live. Maybe we could just lay down and just spoon together. Michaels became friends with the entire family when he and Miley Cyrus recorded a duet together called Nothing to Lose, except your parents.
Oh! Very ironic.
That's when Brett started hanging around the family. They became very close, according to Us Magazine. And then Michaels and Tish started knocking it out.
Wow.
Billy Ray found out and took his achy breaky heart and just went away. I'm just saying, he was probably very heartbroken, don't you think?
I didn't find
him. First, he conquered the world of hip-hop. Then, he became a world-renowned entrepreneur. Then he married Beyonce. Guess what's next for Jay-Z? Yes. A remake of Chacarón. Jay-Z wants to be our next president.
For reals?
For reals. Give me a chance, Jay-Z said. Maybe in 8 years, I'll be the president.
Really? He's just going to go straight to president?
He wants to be. He wants to get into politics, and he wants to be the president.
Not going
to
start with governor?
No.
Mayor? Anything small?
Why would you, if you're Jay-Z, why would you start small when your whole life you've been going big?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he just doesn't want to be emperor of the world or something bigger than the presidency.
First things first. First America, then the world.
I'd vote for him.
Of course you would.
I would.
Why?
Because he can rap like a mofo.
So what? Does that good? Does that do us? Really?
Don't you think? A State of the Union. I would love it.
A rapping State of the Union?
Yes. I hate it now. I don't watch. Now I would watch.
The economy's bad. We need some job.
Beyonce's first lady would be pretty good.
First lady Beyonce
would
be
good. Now.
Yeah, she would be good. You see press conferences? President Z! President Z! President Z! It just sounds weird. It sounds like some science fiction movie.
Yes, you in the Hover shirt. Yes.
That's right.
You have a question?
I feel bad for Keira Knightley. I love her so much. And she had her home invaded this month. This week, rather.
Hide your kids.
I don't know.
I don't
either. Put in the file.
Burglars invaded her London home and stole a pair of laptops. Which were worth a little over $3,000, according to British police. But that's not the laptop she's so concerned about.
Oh! Here it comes. Tell us about the sex.
Well, we're not sure what was on them.
Tell us about the sex video.
But apparently, friends close to Keira say she is mortified and concerned that sensitive materials on the laptops may either be sold for profit or released to the wrong hands.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sensitive material, that's all it's being called right now. But you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Wish I had that drop. I would have used
it. We'll
right
put it
there.
On your machine.
All right.
We don't play it enough.
And Charlie Sheen.
Guilty.
May have lost a wife, but he's gained a sober coach. TMZ.com has learned that he has hired a sober coach to hang out with him and keep him sober.
That guy or was just told to hire a sober coach.
Yeah, right.
That guy's just being set up. There's no way that guy can win.
Is there a tougher job in the world than Charlie Sheen's sober coach?
It's not possible.
Charlie is acknowledging to friends, according to TMZ, that he has a substance problem. Really, you think? And is hired.
Give him the breathalyzer!
Is hired a coach to hang with him at home and at work to keep him on the straight and narrow. Charlie Sheen's sober coach. Wow. Sounds like a VH1 special. Charlie Sheen's sober coach. This week on Sober Coach. By the way, F Charlie Sheen's PR people. Do you remember when this whole thing started? They told us he had a bad reaction to medication.
Prescription medication, yeah.
And that's why he went to the hospital. Oh, yeah. No, he just had an allergic reaction to some medication. F them.
Yeah.
As he's all loaded, snorting, blow, pounding on porn star doors.
This is a mess.
Can't trust anybody anymore, people.
Well, publicists aren't sworn to, you know, the truth. They tell what the person wants them to tell.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Remember when Kurt Cobain passed away?
Yes.
And we called his publicist. His publicist said, nope, fine, never healthier.
Yeah.
It was great.
Just deny.
Right. We were like, and then we called back, we were like, a lot of rumors out there that he's dead.
Nope.
Never better. So that's what they say. That's it.
I'm looking at him now. He's doing push-ups. I'm looking at him right now. He's working out. You know, I love naked women.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been reporting about Pamela Anderson doing her Playboy spread.
Right.
You know, like the 11th time she's been in Playboy. And I thought the cool thing was that she donated all of the proceeds, $25,000, what they're paying her. They are donating it to a company called Waves for Water, which sends out water purifying systems to third world countries so the people in these villages and stuff can have clean drinking water.
Pam Anderson?
Very admirable, right?
Yeah.
Well, a hardline Islamic group in Indonesia, which are the beneficiaries of a lot of these water purification centers.
Right.
Is protesting Pam's plan to donate her cover fee to the disaster relief because they claim that the money earned from posing nude will displease God and bring more disaster to their countries. So they don't want, they're turning down the water purification
don't
kits.
They need water purification?
But they say if they accept this gift that is the end result of someone posing nude in a magazine, God will get angrier and more disaster will befall their nation.
God's holding back a lot of water from them?
Wow, this is like caveman stuff.
What's
yeah,
wrong with
it really is.
The volcano god is angry. We must throw virgin in or crops will die. So they don't want the dirty porn money.
Pam Anderson?
They want Pam Anderson's boobie money. No, thank you.
we'll just drink this malaria water. We're fine.
Maybe
we're
they should ask the people actually drinking the water what they want.
No, speak for them. They would like to have the poop water rather than dare drink clean water that comes from a set of boobies that have been photographed.
Big old glass of poop water.
That's right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Roseanne Barr is 58 years old today. Actress Kate Capshaw celebrates her 57th birthday. Comedian Dennis Miller is 57. Adam Ant.
Yeah.
80s music. That's Adam Carolla.
That's Adam.
Adam Ant, 80s music icon, is 56 years old today. I'm not mistaken. I think he's crazy now. I think he's actually in a mental facility.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Which is sad. Yeah. And Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
He is swinging for the fences. And from The Expendables most recently, he is 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We forgot to mention, call now if you'd like to go to the Kevin and Bean singles trip. It's the road trip singles party.
Yeah, we want guys who have had horrible dating disasters. Tell us about your horrible dates, because we promise you, you're going to meet some good girls in Vegas at our party. We want to hear about your bad dates that you've had.
Here's what it scares me about guys, is that they go, I bought her a Big Mac and she wouldn't put out.
Yeah, we don't want that story.
We don't want that story. I mean, really.
We want a genuine nut loaf that you hooked up with, or just a crazy broad. I went out once with a girl who was smoking hot, but she was kind of like a goth chick.
Yeah.
But I got over that and I asked her out anyway. And we were having dinner, one date only. We were sitting there having dinner and she was trying to lay out for me her reasoning behind the fact that she thought murder should be legalized. I kid you not. And I was like, one of those things, you're just staring at someone. You can't believe you're actually having a conversation. I was like, what?
I would have stayed there all night.
Yeah, murder shouldn't be illegal, really. Because it's just what people do, man. It's just that's how human animal works.
Kevin would have hired her as an intern.
That's true. He would have.
All right, call now and we will take your calls next. 1-800-520-106. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, we tomorrow are leaving for Kevin and Bean's Vegas road trip singles party.
Can't wait.
Luxor Las Vegas. So you're going to have to take tomorrow off, and then you're going to go to Vegas, and then we're going to have a party on Thursday night. And
yeah, you're going to have to take tomorrow off.
I know. It's going
to
be rough.
Such a bummer.
But and then we're going to have a party Thursday night, singles party, and then you're staying Friday night.
Yeah. Party at Kevin's room Friday night.
My room.
Having a party.
Right.
Do party.
So it's time to give away some tickets.
I'm renting a party bus and taking all you regulars to Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
It's Kevin and Beans.
Vegas.
Singles party. All right, we're talking to guys this time.
Okay.
Yeah, because guys have bad dates, too. Sometimes the women aren't all they're cracked up to be.
That's not true. I bet there's nobody on the phone right now.
I would like someone who dated Lisa May to call in. Yeah. I'm sure that was a nightmare. I'm sure. You had to meet a blind dog and then take another one for a walk and express its anal glands, go to a play.
We don't have that kind
true.
Of time.
I never thought about that.
What a nightmare that would be. Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Danny, tell us about your worst date.
So I went to take this chick out. We went to P.F. Chang's, had a nice fancy dinner. We went clubbing afterwards, spent about almost $300 that night.
Wow.
We started hitting it off, having sex on the dance floor, so we got kicked out of there. She takes me to her apartment.
Good.
And we, you know, it's going great.
Sure.
Until this little kid is looking down on me.
What?
He says, "Are you my daddy?"
Oh, my God! No.
I hope you said yes.
Sucked.
I hope you said yes. Go to bed.
Were you screaming, "Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?" while you were railing this broad? Is that what happened?
Maybe you woke him up.
It was such a tease, man.
Was it a little boy or a little girl?
It was a girl.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker right there.
Sad.
Rough.
My head just dropped, and I was like, oh, no way.
All right, here's the question. Did you finish?
I couldn't. It was a turnoff.
Not right then, but I mean.
Oh, afterwards when I went home,
When he went home by himself, he finished.
Talking about by herself.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker right there, Danny. But you're going to the party. Hopefully you'll find some young lady who won't have her kid walking on you.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. We can't really do a background check on kids, but if you have kids, don't bring them to Vegas to our party.
Yeah. I think that goes without saying, doesn't it?
That's a safe way to take it.
Speaking of bringing dates, bringing kids on a date, you want to talk to Chris on line 8? You want to talk to him real quick?
All right. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hi.
Tell us about your date, Chris.
Well, I thought it was kind of weird because she said she'd pick me up, and when she picked me up, her two kids were in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
I hope they were in car seats. I hope they were just babies.
Yeah, one of them was 4, one of them was like 2. Wow.
That makes a date fun.
Now, what was the date supposed to be?
We were just supposed to go to the pier to hang out and stuff, and ended up we were just babysitting her kids the whole night.
Wow. She got free babysitting.
And she didn't even mention that to you?
No, she didn't mention anything at all.
Oh, by the way, nothing?
It was funny because she was like carrying the kid, and she's like, oh, here, why don't you go with him, and I had to carry him the whole night.
All right, good times. You're in.
All right.
So far, the kid surprise seems to be the bad one.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something
you
want to bring up.
Feel bad for single moms out there. I'm sure they're trying to meet somebody who can understand that, but you don't use your kids in your dating.
Don't spring them on people.
Right.
Let them know what's going on.
Yeah, it's not like one of those candy cans that you open up, the lid comes off, and the snakes pop out. You don't want that with kids.
Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay.
Nope. Thank you for calling. All right. Let's go to...
What'd you do?
Kevin just lost interest.
Look, you can just tell. Sometimes you can just... It's a gut.
Wow.
Sometimes it's a gut.
That was very Bean-esque of you.
I'm saying...
That story was worth listening
to,
I thought.
There was no story that was going to follow that.
All right.
I'm just telling you right now. I just saved us some time. All right. Let's go to Travis. Hi, Travis.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi, Travis.
All right. So we have an annual Christmas dinner, 30, 40 friends. And I brought this chick that I've been dating for a couple weeks. Spent a bunch of money on her. Drinks, dinner. Anyways, we go to after party back at one of the friends' house. I go out front, have a cigarette, come back in. What's she doing? She's sitting on the couch, making out with one of my buddies.
Awesome!
One of my other buddies is throwing a block move with his jacket, so I can't really see what's going on the couch.
Wow,
your
nice.
Friends are douchebags, first of all.
Yeah,
I don't really talk to those two anymore, but they just followed me around the party all night, crying.
Trying to apologize?
Trying to apologize.
I'm sorry. I thought it was you I was making out with.
That's not a party.
Hey, granted, we all were pretty drunk, so.
Of course, but you don't want a girl following you around crying at a party. That's just
you should have wobbly-aged her with the friend first and then just moved on.
And say goodnight.
Nice.
All right, you're in. We'll see you in Vegas. Yeah. Thanks, man.
I think a girl can see other people, but not while you're on a date with her. That's bad form.
Let's see here. Where should we go? Let's go to Iggy. He's got a great story. Hi, Iggy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Bad dating stories.
Okay, so I take this girl out on a date. All is going great. Spend a ton of money, dinner, dancing, bar, all that.
Good.
And I go for the goodnight kiss at the end of the night, and I get, I'm sorry, I'm gay.
What? And she told you she was gay after the entire date?
After the entire date, I spend all the money on her. I get, I'm gay. And so it gets better because I go home. I decide to turn on the TV, just watch a movie. And maybe 20 minutes after being home, I hear a knock on the door.
Yeah.
And it's her for my sister. And I just find out there and then that my sister is gay. We share a wall, basically. Her bed is right next to my bed in opposite rooms. And I basically had to sit there and listen to the commotion go on all night long with this girl that I just spent $250 on.
Is this insane, this story, you guys?
I have to question the validity
here. I don't know if I'm buying it.
Nope.
It's too
What are the perfect. Chances?
She came back. And
then, how is she hooking up with your sister?
How did she know about your sister?
They apparently had been dating. And she just had no idea that I was even a relative.
She didn't know you were a relative.
How did you meet her?
I just met her at a bar one night, which is probably my biggest downfall, meeting girls at a bar in the first place.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Iggy if this is true, but I can't really believe it.
Yeah.
We'll need a certified letter from your sister.
We need to see your sister do this girl in front of us.
That's what it's going to take.
Sorry,
man.
Iggy.
As long as
Here I come.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:37. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, Demi Lovato's still in rehab for, as we mentioned yesterday, her being called a serious emotional and physical issues. Reportedly, she is a cutter and has some eating disorders, either bulimia, anorexia, or both, but apparently she has some issues with her physical appearance. I did not know, apparently, when she was younger, when she was a child star, she was a little chubby on the chubby side. So maybe that's where this all stems from.
Mm.
But I'm just glad she's got her dad by her side, because this guy sounds like a winner. And I think with someone like this as your dad, she's got a great shot at
Oh, no, this isn't like Lindsay Lohan's dad, is it?
Recovering fully. This guy's better.
Oh.
It's not like he's coming out saying, releasing a bunch of statements about his daughter or anything, or trying to use this to create publicity for himself. He simply said that he really hasn't seen his daughter recently. He said, Patrick Lovato said, I didn't know anything about her body image issues or her history of being bullied in middle school.
How long has it been?
I don't know whether this guy was a sperm donor or what. But she shares his last name, so I thought he would know a little something about this woman. He says she's a strong girl, though, and she'll be back on her feet in no time.
Well, that's good
news. I'm going to go get another beer.
Yeah.
That's what he added.
So he doesn't know about any of her problems.
No.
But she'll be fine.
That's what he's assuming.
Okay.
So,
right.
He's not worried. Why should we be? Right? Right.
Sure.
Rihanna is really ticked off that she didn't attend Katy Perry's wedding.
Was she invited?
I wonder how she could have solved that problem. Well, maybe she would have gone to the wedding. That would have been good.
Wow.
She's her best friend. She's Katy Perry's best friend.
Why didn't she go?
Well, she said she'll never forgive herself for missing the big day. But she says it's not all my fault. Her schedule was just packed.
Well, I could imagine.
Yeah, but...
She's a singing star.
They didn't spring this on her. It wasn't a surprise wedding.
Well, that's true. It's not like, this weekend we're going...
She said she's going to switch management teams. She's so upset.
What?
Couldn't she have said, hey, would you block out this weekend for me? I have to go to India for a wedding? So, she says she'll never forgive herself for missing the wedding. To which I say, Katy Perry's marrying Russell Brand. You'll get another chance. You'll get another chance to go to her wedding.
You can go to the next one.
There you go to the next one. I'm sure she'll be happy to have you.
Remember when she came in and we said, he's not right for you. And she looked Ralph right in the eye and me and everyone in the room and said, why? You're not going to have sex with me.
Right. You don't have a shot. So what do you care?
That was pretty great.
Okay. You're right.
It was pretty great. It wasn't pretty great.
It's a great moment
awful.
For me.
It did make me like her more, actually.
Have you seen her new video, Firework?
No.
Looks great.
I'm sure.
It's not one of those like, haha, funny, look at me, I've cotton candy boob videos. It's sort of more serious, but it's really well done, and she sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I like her. Blake Lively.
Oh!
And Penn Badgley have broken up from the set of Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
They've been together for 3 years, but it's all over, and according to Star Magazine, it's because Blake wanted to settle down and have kids. Which surprises me because she is really hot right now. Her career is blowing up. She was in The Town with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
She stars in the new Green Lantern movie that's coming out. And Penn wanted time to focus on his career, which is even funnier because he doesn't really have much of one.
Maybe that's why he wants to focus.
She's got the career. He doesn't. You know what you do? You marry her and just hold on tight. Ride that wave right into shore.
If he would have made baby in her, that would have been better for his career.
Exactly.
What a dummy.
Gives him some cred in the show business world and keeps his name in the papers.
If he would have made baby in her?
If he'd made baby in her, then be much having vodka and donuts.
You're a caveman?
That's what happens, bro.
Al Pacino's got a new gig. This guy's working all the time. I reported he's going to be playing Phil Spector on HBO for that story of Phil Spector's murder trial.
Which is great.
Musical.
Phil Spector's that crazy, crazy dude with the crazy hair.
Oh, gray hair.
Yeah.
Now he is starring in a new motion picture for theaters called Arbitrage. I'm not sure what that word means.
Arbitrage.
Is
it like an arbitrator?
If you bring in money at a certain interest rate and then you can invest it someplace else at a higher rate, you're arbitraging your money.
Go, Lisa.
F you for knowing that.
Apparently he plays a hedge fund trader, so that would make sense.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who apparently is in over his head in a... financial fiasco.
Right.
While trying to keep his marriage to Susan Sarandon afloat.
Oh.
While also finding time to spend time with his mistress, Eva Green.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Ooh-ah. Come on now. Eva Green. Oh. Seeing her naked. Oh. So congratulations. Eva Green, by the way, was a Bond girl.
Yes,
she's in the first Bond movie. And they're releasing a new James Bond novel.
Okay.
They're writing new Bond books. Set to hit stores next May. They are reinventing the character, rebooting the character. He's going to be a 29-year-old Afghanistan war vet working for the Secret Service in the new series of books.
Oh, so it's an American.
Nope.
Okay.
He is a Brit. Who works for the British Secret Service, who is in Afghanistan war. You know, there's other people who send troops there besides us.
No, I know, but
there's a coalition of forces. Right. By the way, I said Afghanistan war vet. You assumed he had to be an American?
Well, I don't know.
There's British forces over there, too.
Can we talk to Sean Connery about it?
Of course we can. They're saying this may be bad news for Daniel Craig, because if they want to use these books as the source material for new films, they're going to cast a 30-something Bond instead of a 42-year-old Bond like Daniel Craig is.
That's my shot.
This is your shot, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Because you are smooth and suave and deboner, just like James Bond.
And super British. So
that's
true.
Yeah, your accent just gets in the way sometimes. That British accent of yours. So you got that.
Isn't didn't you say that the Bond film series was dead, bankrupt, or whatever?
Well, it's on hold because the people who own the franchise have gone bankrupt. That studio has gone bankrupt. So they need to find someone to purchase that studio. When they do, that person will also get the library of films and also the film rights to the James Bond series.
Oh, so then
series.
It can go on.
So
right.
It will happen eventually. They just don't know when. And so that's some concern to the people who are producing the Bond films, including Daniel Craig, who's not getting any younger, as the story mentions. So yeah. There may be a new Bond in the works. You'll have to wait and see. And speaking of new works, Amy Winehouse finally has some new music that was leaked on the internet this week.
Not it. Sounds like her.
It does, but it's not. She's working with Quincy Jones on a remake of a song from 1963 called It's My Party, and I'll Cry If I Want To. It was done by Leslie Gore back then. And I found out when we did the story earlier today that Quincy Jones produced that version as well.
Wow.
The original version back in the 60s. So they're doing a remake, and he tapped Amy Winehouse to be the vocalist on it.
He tapped Amy Winehouse? Terrible choice.
And so now they're going to release it on Q's new album. Quincy Jones has a new album with he's combining with other artists, where he's collaborating with other artists. And this song is the first new music Amy Winehouse has recorded in 4 years. So finally, she saved up all that talent, and now it just comes exploding out in this new single. Here you go.
It's my party. I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Yo, what do
sitting on a stool, like half falling to the floor.
You know it. Nobody knows where my Johnny is. Yeah, a
couple of cigarettes hanging out of her mouth.
Somebody
give me a drink.
Why was he holding her hand? He's supposed to be mine.
Yeah.
It's my party. I'm quiet if I want to. Quiet if I want to. Quiet if I want to. Yo, what quiet if
let's go again.
Yeah.
It's my party. Just try to stay on the beat, Amy. Could you please?
Don't you think Quincy would get another take? Wow. He's like one of the best producers
the
of
best
all time.
One he got.
That's the only conscious one he got. She passed out right after that, obviously. So that's new Amy Winehouse music for you fans out there. We're waiting for her return. That's, you got what you deserved. Today's celebrity birthdays: Roseanne Barr is 58 years old today. Actress Kate Capshaw is 57. Dennis Miller turns 57 as well. Adam Ant, from the legendary band Adam and the Ants in the 80s, 56 years old, and Dolph Lundgren celebrates his 53rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program, and it's a huge one. Tomorrow, we have Dr. Drew, because it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ask him about
a real doctor.
About the study. He is a real doctor.
It's not a real doctor.
We have to ask him about the study about alcohol.
Yes.
We'll have some input on
you
that.
We have to ask him about Demi Lovato, about her cutting and her body images.
Sure. We have Amber Tamblyn on the show tomorrow.
Oh, I love her.
We have Danny Boyle in the studio tomorrow talking about 127 hours.
Wow. This what? What?
And we have the Red Hot Chili Peppers in the
Stop
studio.
Stop it. This is not even a real show.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers have a new book. It's the first official band book. And it's 85% pictures. I love it.
And it comes with a sock that you can put on your junk.
That's correct, yeah. So the Red Hot Chili Peppers in studio on tomorrow morning's
this
Kevin and
Bean
Show. This
is like a best of show. It's not even live.
Dave's going to cancel
it's
it.
It's not.
Oh, sorry.
They can't come in.
But the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're going to call. They're going to send you a text, actually. You just read it. That's the interview. But it's not my fault.
That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Kat Corbett has 40 minutes nonstop next. She's got the new one from the Black Keys. She's got Florence and the Machine, who, by the way, are going to come in studio next week.
Oh.
Florence. I'm not sure about the Machine. I haven't checked with the Machine. And Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros as part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.